This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Ah, get on that ugly broad.
Dougie.
I had breast reduction.
Peter.
That's all we get is bad chicks, bro.
Charlie.
The poop orgy at your house.
And Jeffrey. Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Happening. It is, what is it, Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. Good morning. It is Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dieter is here.
Yo!
Charlie is here.
Hi.
Jeffrey is here.
Yo, what's up?
Anthony Snitzer is on video.
Hey, man.
And, wow, his camera's so close, isn't it? It's just like,
you got to see his bedhead.
Who's bedhead?
His bedhead. He's got really good bedhead. Yeah, Jeffrey's.
Oh, Jeffrey's.
Yeah. You just turn your head.
Turn your head. Look at Charlie for a second.
Did you just wake up?
Yeah, as soon as I saw you guys, I was like, oh, as soon as I Charlie saw the studio lights, I was up, time to roll out, and let's get the show on the road.
All right, so we are on board Rolling Glory 1 via satellite uplink at the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Yes, satellite. Nice.
So Dougie and Nads are back in the main studio. They are receiving us. We'll see how this works.
Good morning.
You guys sound good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Believe it or not, our audio is not running over satellite. Our video is. So we cannot see them in the studio. They cannot see us. But you should be able to fire up RMG TV and watch. That is via satellite. And if that's working, who knows? I don't know. We are literally in the middle of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, in the Grand Canyon. Yeah. I don't think there's much cell phone service out
here. Well, it felt like we fell into the Grand Canyon last night as we were driving. I don't know about you guys, but...
I didn't feel it, actually, last night.
You didn't?
Whoa, really?
No.
No, I was feeling
like a deep sleep. I don't think I actually
felt it. Are
you
serious?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, like the night before... Around.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I was
me?
Like a popcorn kernel in my trunk, just bouncing around in there.
Dude.
And the other nights, I felt it, but I don't remember last night.
Oh, man. Just bouncing around, loud, rattling.
Like we're on a BMX trail, like just going
turns,
up and down.
Up, down, dirt roads.
I was getting air in there.
You totally said it the night before.
This
so.
Time it happened big, way more. I got some major hang time in there.
It was quite the ride last night. So I didn't
I keep
really
thinking
sleep
he's
much.
Falling asleep and just going just off the road, and that's it for us. But we make it places. So
yeah, I
is he hitting rumble strips or is that? Just
I heard
the
a rumble
road?
Strip. I heard us hitting rumble strips last night.
Would those be
bit.
Out here?
Well, no, I looked out like during the bad part, and we see if we're on the side of a cliff or not. You know, just in case. But yeah, it was all like a lot of dirt. So he's probably just hitting dirt.
Yeah.
Dirt?
Well, it's bumpy.
We're off-roading and maybe. Rolling Glory 1.
Yeah. Next thing you know, I have to install a lift kit on the bus to actually take this thing off-roading.
Some off-road tires?
Yeah, off-road
some
tires.
Some knobby tires?
And a lift kit.
Yeah, okay, all right, we'll get that going. Maybe some hydraulics so we could go right from off-roading to Compton and just bounce.
Like
what do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, that would probably crack the pavement. I think the weight of this thing would probably crack the pavement.
I don't know about that. Soul Plane didn't crack the runway.
Well, yeah, it had hydraulics,
and that was based on a
but
true
if
story.
You were to but if you were to if you were to do that to a 747 for real, that was just a sight gag. Yeah, it would, the weight would just crack the pavement.
Anyhow, we'll get everything loaded up here, phones and text message and all that. We in typical Rover's Morning Glory fashion, we didn't start. We actually didn't get the broadcast going until about 10 seconds before we were we started the show. So
I'm surprised it's working at all.
I am too, to some extent. I mean,
nobody has cell phone service except people with Verizon right now, I think. Jeffrey said he's totally out. B2, I think, is out.
I have Verizon. Let me see.
But that's it. We got
don't use it, though, because
you don't want to overpower the system.
If anyone uses the data on your phone, you're going to knock out the whole show. We're hanging on by a thread here.
Like one bar.
Yeah, in the middle of the Grand Canyon.
The stars. Have you seen the stars out there?
I did. I went down to the bay to get some more water. I was like, holy F-balls.
It's that like right above your head. Like you could jump up and touch them.
Right.
You're out there standing and we see a shooting star.
Really?
Right. I didn't see the shooting star.
You had to be out there.
The thing I was out there before the shooting star occurred. So.
Okay. It was pretty neat though to see. Have you ever seen one of those snits?
No, that's pretty cool.
you got choked up over it?
I mean,
Dieter's closer to his god out here at the Grand Canyon.
I think he's closer with Snitzer.
Jesus.
He's holding hands out there looking at shooting
Snitzer
stars.
Does kind of look like Jesus. And you know how religious Dieter is. So. I actually was outside, of course, working on tech stuff out there, trying to get the broadcast up. And Dieter came out just immediate farting.
That's why I went outside, Rover, so I wouldn't have to hear you say about anything in here. So I'm like, all right, let me fart real quick outside.
Oh, my
God. That's smart, though.
Thank you.
Now my keyboard, of all things, now my keyboard on the computer is locked up, so I can't get to anything.
Oh, he did fart out there?
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear that?
No, because when I went back out to test restart equipment, it was lingering still.
This is get out of here.
I swear to God.
Out of here.
There was something. Unless
settled.
Do
you don't think there's any dead animals out
there's
there,
Smits? There's a
fog. There are
canyon.
Now, after you just gassed them.
Did it echo through the Grand Canyon?
Any way we can collect Dieter's farts and sell it to the United States Army for chemical weapons for terrorists?
No,
terrorists?
I've heard you tell that joke about 50 times on this show.
No, this is the first time I mentioned that. I said that joke.
No, because
you guys heard that joke for when you guys make joke fart jokes about me, so there you go.
Right, recycle them.
Right.
Yeah, keyboard just doesn't work on the computer now. So everything, we get a broadcast going from the middle of the Grand Canyon. And yet my keyboard stops working. Go figure. So I can't get the email. I can't get the phones. I can't get the text messages. I can't get to anything.
Do you want me to get
we
to the
were,
email?
We're on our way. In a minute. We're on our way to the to our iHeart Radio Music Festival in Las Vegas. We will be arriving there probably late tonight, early this morning. We're supposed to leave here tonight, leave the Grand Canyon, but that would mean we're going to drive and you're not going to be able to see the Hoover Dam or anything.
Oh, no, that would suck.
Yeah. Maybe they light it up. I don't know. I haven't been over. They have a bridge now. You used to drive right over the Hoover Dam. You don't do that anymore.
It's like a little two-lane road, right? Or is it bigger than I think?
I don't know if it was. It might have been two lanes each way. I can't remember. But you don't drive over that anymore. They built a big bridge.
Oh, so you can look at it as you drive over?
Right, and it's a massive bridge. I have not been on that bridge
yet.
Does
it go over the lake side or the other side?
Other side, over the river side.
Yeah. Sweet.
Did you hear some guy in the news just swam across for the first time ever? The Hoover Dam or with the
right.
water?
Dieter, would you like to be the first American to do it?
Yes.
He was British, that guy.
Yeah. This is our country. I think we need to take this back.
The dude was drunk, too,
you
right?
You go first. Well, the thing was, the hydraulics were off. I don't know if he was lucky or he timed it up, but the hydraulics that pulled the water underneath, like 7 of the 8 were off.
Right.
They said if one more was on, he would have died.
What does it do? Just flush him down?
Well, sucks the water in. I guess, I don't know, to cool or it's taking water.
No, that's how it makes energy. It sucks the water down.
And spins the generators to
spins
produce
turbines,
electricity.
Right?
Okay. They'd suck him in and he'd get killed and he just lucked out.
This guy swam across the lake there, Lake Mead. I've been right there where he swam across on a boat, and I was actually kind of freaked out, to be honest with you.
Is it spinning around? Can you tell if you're on the top, or you just know that that's happening underneath you?
They have signs. They have, like, warning signs and stuff up there. And I was on a boat. It might have been one of the first times I'd ever been on a boat. It was a kid at school. I was in summer school because I was failing some class, I'm sure. And one of the kids' dads was like, must probably just bought a boat. You know, now that I'm an experienced boater, I know how boating goes. This guy probably just bought a boat. Was looking to take the boat out
any kid he could find.
Right. So he takes the whole, there's like eight of us or something, eight kids, and he takes us out. And I remember we went out there and he turns off the engine and we just start drifting, you know, and the thing, we're a ways away from those inlets, but it just starts
pulling you in.
Yeah. I mean, just the regular current, I get. I don't know if it's the inlet sucking in or that's the regular current going up there. Or what, but you're getting closer and closer, and I was starting to get nervous.
Yeah, I would be too.
I don't want to get sucked in on a boat. I don't think you would, but apparently a person is light enough to get sucked down or something. Anyhow, Douge, do you want to read us some email?
Sure. Let's start right off the bat with F. Douge. Hate this guy. You all sound so lame and boring for giving Charlie and Snitz crap for actually wanting to go out and see new places. You can sit around and do nothing. And Douji is the worst. Shut the F up already. You're not Snitz's mom. You sound like the biggest bore of them all. Nothing you do sounds fun. The highlight of your decade is going to see Tinkerbell on Ice. I would love that. And if I have to hear, sure enough, one more time during the shizzy, I'm going to drive into a family of four.
Well, first of all, no one faults Charlie and Snitz for going out and doing things. But when Snitz has, you know, Snitz gets carted away on a stretcher to the hospital a couple days ago, and now he's hiking through the desert. To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah. I asked Dieter this yesterday after they left. I go, what do you think about this? He goes, stupid.
No, you guys are all stupid. You guys are lame for not doing anything.
He's pushing it. We did.
What'd you guys do? You went to the mall and Cracker Barrel yesterday. That was exciting.
And we rock.
How many malls and
we
Cracker
rock
Barrel?
Climb better view than you got. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah, right.
Highly doubt it.
But you went.
Well, you got pictures, Snitz.
You went through a trash pile. Jeffrey told me what you guys climbed through. It was basically a landfill. You climbed.
Well,
up.
No, they That's had litter awesome. Everywhere.
It was litter
there.
Everywhere. But
oh, okay. We went to the highest point of rocks. It was a pretty cool view. Yeah.
Jeffrey, how long did it take to get up there?
Oh, about 10-15 minutes.
Oh, that's weird.
Yesterday you said 5 minutes.
Either way, we were right by the bus, so
that's cute. Yeah.
That's fine.
Whatever.
3 miles.
That's more than that.
Go ahead, Douche. What else do you have?
Brad from the RMG Twins, right? Snitz is supposed to be a professional videographer, but he somehow forgets how to take quality video when he shoots with his cell phone. Recently, he's been seen filming while holding his phone in the vertical position, looking more like a Snapchatting tween than the creator of Banana Seat. So I was watching, Periscope yesterday when they were out on their hike? I did watch that, and I don't know what else he's talking about that you're filming vertical, Snitz.
You hold the phone up and down. You always do that, Snitz?
Yeah, sometimes. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
So what the kids are doing these days. I think I do have some email loaded up here. Here's someone who is inviting us to his wedding and wedding reception because Dom, our old phone screener, is DJing the event. And he's willing to supply us free drinks all night long. If you get anyone want to go, you guys can. Jeffrey, he'll probably be there.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Dale says, Rover, since Dieter is full of protein from his steak the other day, I was wondering if he could pull your bus. It would be a great workout.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Do you think you could do it?
Oh, that would be. Maybe we could, like, fashion some sort of harness, put the bus in neutral. Do you think he could pull 55,000 pounds?
I need the rope, though. You know how they do it in the strongman? They're pulling a rope as they're
chugging along.
That's how you do it.
To
you
get going.
Pull it, or would you like pull it like a
you
rope?
You mean in front of you?
Yeah, in front there's a rope attached to something, and you need that to get your momentum going.
I feel like it'd be easier to have like a harness on where you're almost
no,
like
that
a,
too.
Like a sled dog.
No. That they do both. Walking. They have the harness and the rope.
Doesn't one guy do it with his teeth?
One guy, I think there's a Charlie's right, because I saw one guy do this with his teeth. He pulled a Boeing 767 at least 50 feet.
With his teeth?
Yeah.
I saw a guy, I think a Japanese guy, pull something with his testicles.
Yeah, I think I saw that too. That guy, try that.
try all three. Like a day of it.
Let's see. Sarah says, I noticed Nads was not on yesterday, or just not commenting. What happened to Nads, and why doesn't he go on bus trips with you? I think Nads didn't go because he was fresh off concussion protocol. And I don't know if anyone, it wasn't brought up to me, but I don't know if anyone would have felt comfortable. I mean, look, we don't feel comfortable with Snitz, who's now on, you know, whatever protocol.
Senior citizen protocol.
So that was the reason why he didn't go on this trip, is because he had just been cleared to come back to work like 3 days before
and
we
he's
left.
He's not supposed to be like around bright lights and anything. And this is the strip right. Seems pretty bright.
Yeah.
Sass Keith told me baby steps.
That's probably a smart move. I have had a lot of reports. I didn't listen to the aftermath. What day is it today? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
I think Monday's aftermath, I had reports that Nads was heavily slurring his speech. Did you notice anything?
Totally high. No, it's every week. This is the same report. Right. It's the same guy writing it, taking notes on Nads.
It could be.
His speech. Yeah. He sounded fine.
I think there are multiple reports of this.
Yeah, the guy has multiple email accounts.
I didn't listen because I can't get, you can barely get any internet out here in the middle of
Notice anything. Maybe a little slow, but I kind of thought that was from us going back and forth with the delay. I didn't notice anything. He did stutter once on Monday's show, which is probably a sign that he's
but people
fully
do
on
stutter
the drugs.
Sometimes.
No, he's totally high again. If he stutters once.
Okay. Nate says, now this could be Charlie minimizing it. I didn't hear this, Dieter. It could be Charlie minimizing this.
Well, anybody's welcome to listen to it.
Well, I love how that fan writes down the times, the exact times that Nad slurs and stutters.
Yeah.
He's really obsessed with it.
I think someone else said he was talking in slow motion, like it sounded like this.
It's really easy to do an aftermath, by the way, when you guys are on the bus. Really, really easy.
What,
yesterday when he piped in, he said something, and you said, what'd you say, Nats? And you made him say it again because he did slur. Do you remember that?
No, that's probably just...
You laughed. You go, what'd you say?
I don't remember that, but it's also possible that, there is a half-second delay, and sometimes if I'm in the middle of a sentence, you can't really hear what he said because you just can't. So I don't remember. Let's see here. Dylan says, I'm not sure when you guys are heading back, but you should definitely stop by Louisville and come rock out next Saturday at Louder Than Life Festival. Well, we're going to be in Louisville in just a couple of weeks. We're not going to be there for Louder Than Life, but we will be there in just a few weeks to hang out, party with everyone. No particular reason of going other than to just go.
We're
going to
go on that bourbon trail?
We may. I don't know. I might have to bring barf bags with me to go on the bourbon trail.
It's like 200 miles, and every like 50 miles you stop, or I think it may every 25 miles or something, you stop at a different bourbon distillery.
Uh-huh.
Do a couple shots. I don't know how you do it if you don't have a bus. Like how would you ever be able to accomplish that?
On a bike.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it sounds fun.
Yeah, I guess you have a designated driver. Amanda writes, I'm about a day behind, but I'm listening how Jeffrey acted when Snitz was having his episode at that bar in Nashville. Snitzer was passing out. We thought he's having a seizure. He was shaking. I mean, he was out for 60 to 90 seconds. Just he was standing there and then just luckily
Charlie was there to save the day.
The hero.
Yeah.
Charlie called upon my help, and I
oh, no, just
sprang
to give up
into
your seat,
action.
Because I knew you were just going to be sitting
well,
there.
Because you weren't going to be able to hold him.
No, I just knew. Well, yeah. Okay, whatever.
So,
I saved the day. He fell into my arms.
So he passed out for, I don't know, 60 to 90 seconds. He pukes all over the place. He gets carted off on a stretcher to the hospital, spends the day there. And to recap what Amanda's talking about, Jeffrey essentially did nothing while this was happening.
He actually walked away from it.
Walked away and started talking to a woman who was a fan of the show, who came out to see us, knew the bar that we were at. She came out. She lived there in Nashville, came out just to meet us. And Jeffrey leaves Snitz. I mean, Snitz is literally shaking. Like, and Jeffrey's over there telling the girl, yeah, you can follow me on Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter. And he actually reached over me as I'm holding up Snitz. No lie, he reached over me. He goes, yeah, let me grab my beer. To get it out of the way, grabbed his beer.
And he doesn't. And you know he doesn't like to drink.
No, he just wanted this.
Oh, let's see. I had I think that was like my third or fourth beer that day. Third or fourth beer, and then the last thing I had was a shot.
That was your second beer, which you barely drank.
No, I drank the whole. I had like four beers total.
By the time Snitzer passed out, the discussion was right at that moment. How much beer did Jeffrey drink? He might have had one, or maybe this was his first one. Remember, he had about an inch down on the beer because we're actually looking at it. Going,
that was his second beer. You were on your second beer, Jeffrey.
Yeah, and I wanted to finish it. So
right then, while Snitz is having a seizure,
what am I supposed to do? I know what to do when a person has a seizure. I'm not a paramedic.
Grab a chair.
If ISIS launched an attack in that, and they had a guy come in with an AK-47, and he's shooting the place up and throwing Molotov cocktails, do you just go, that's my beer, I'd like to finish it before we
I'd slug my beer and then get the hell out of there.
You would finish the beer. Okay,
all right. I try to finish my beer and get
the hell out of there.
I do both if I can.
Sure, right.
Slug the beer, get the hell out of there. If I get shot, I get shot. Nobody cares. Besides Amanda hates my guts anyway.
How do you know that?
Because I think I have an idea who she is, which Amanda this is.
Amanda Hug and Kiss?
No, it's another one.
Amanda writes, I'm listening to how Jeffrey acted when Snitz was having his episode at the bar in Nashville. Everyone is laughing and joking about it, but it's seriously pissing me off. You want to know what pisses me off? Jeffrey. Can I ask you a question?
What?
Why would you lift the microphone on your face up to drink your coffee and not turn the microphone off?
Oh.
Can I ask you that question?
He doesn't have to distract from you.
There's an on-off button.
You quit reading the email now. It's worked.
But
your plan
still,
is working.
You can drink it
going
with
to
the
finish
mic.
The email.
Yeah, but then the cup rubs against the microphone.
If you do it this way, watch.
Oh, okay. Then I'll probably wind up spilling it. So
never touched it.
Or turn the mic off. It's right here.
All right, I'll turn the mic off next time.
You can move the mic all around.
Oh.
So, let's see. It's seriously pissing me off, she writes. Jeffrey ignores his family. He is a crappy, absent father. He cheats on his wife every weekend. He's a dirty, horny little man with ED. Hilarious, right? But this is a new level. How can he stand there thinking about Poon when a member of his radio family and someone he works with several hours a week for many years is having a potentially urgent and serious medical issue right next to him? It's baffling. What a crappy so-called friend.
Well, whatever, Amanda. I think she spends all her time, ragging on me,
She's not done. If I saw that happening to a stranger, my adrenaline would start pumping and I would be anxious to help. But not Jeffrey. He's worried about fake drinking a beer to impress some married woman that he'll never see again.
Follow me on Twitter.
He's more concerned with boobs and Twitter than being a human being. It is really astounding. He ought to be ashamed of himself. It's not funny, and it's not cool to be a callous, heartless, unsympathetic, self-absorbed a-hole. Jeffrey, you suck.
Well,
Snitz,
you know what?
If I were Snitz, Jeffrey would be dead to me.
Whatever, Amanda. Just go F yourself, lady.
Well, I can understand. I mean, you see some nerd having a spasm over there, and you want to get away from that guy.
Exactly.
Right?
No, but not only that, I'm not a paramedic. No offense, Snitz. I'm not a paramedic.
Am I?
Oh, Charlie and Rover and everybody else was. Yeah.
Am I a paramedic?
Whatever.
P.S., she writes, and the rest of you should also feel bad for letting Schnitzer go to the hospital in a foreign place alone.
Yep.
Of course he couldn't do anything to physically help his medical situation at the hospital, but being there with him as a friend, a familiar face at a scary time, would have been what friends do. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
Hey, you guys tried.
I did send a couple of text messages. That's more than I usually do in situations like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I tried to get in the ambulance, and they said, you're going to have to take an Uber, and I'm like,
I mean, they probably wouldn't have even let us in the room with them, you know?
Exactly.
Like, we would have just been out in a waiting area where no cell phones are allowed.
Yeah, this way we were able to communicate with them. I thought we made a better choice.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right. 866-YO-ROVER to get through to the show. 866-967-6837. We'll get to the shizzy, the news, right after this. We are live from the Grand Canyon, somewhere in Arizona. That's right.
Near the Nevada border.
On board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro stopping centers. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover said living on a bus could be the worst decision he's ever made.
Wait, hold on. He lived with Doogie for how long?
Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
Coyote or something out there outside Rolling Glory 1 as Snitz put up that shot from outside. I mean, it's just, look at that. It's just, that's desolation right there.
I mean, it's so dark. I have to go to the bathroom. I'm afraid I'm going to walk into the Grand Canyon. I don't know where to go.
It is really dark. When we got out, I go, oh man, Snitz was behind me. And I go, it's dark. Like, you can't even see the ground.
Yeah, so dark.
And because remember, it is where most stations pick us up. East Coast time, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, roughly. Here it is 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, my alarm went off at 2:45 this morning.
Yeah. It's this is our dedication that we have to fans of the show to wake up and start at 3 o'clock in the morning.
The sun isn't going to rise for 2.5 more hours. The entire show, I think, we're just going to be in the dark.
Yeah.
For the most part.
We are at the Grand Canyon on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. I don't know where the nearest TA or Petro is because as we were driving last night, I go, man, I hope this guy calculated for coming back out of the Grand Canyon. I hope we have enough fuel because it was a long, long, long drive. And we're winding around things, and it was.
I think right before I went to bed, I think I was able to get. I couldn't get a peek at the gas gauge, so I couldn't tell you how much fuel. I'm quite sure we had.
It was
a full
topped
tank.
Off, yeah. But it was before we closed the curtain.
Peek at the gauges on the bus. What do you mean,
Robert? I have photos of Jeffrey. He stands at the very front of the bus, right in front of the windshield.
Yeah.
And just takes,
I was taking a picture of the sunset, and. And when I stepped back and I saw the gas gauge, I thought, okay, I think we'll be good.
Yeah, as the driver's driving, Jeffrey stands right next to him on the steps and takes pictures out the front windshield. So the flash is going off, the driver's
like,
No,
I didn't use the flash. Dieter, I didn't use the flash.
Okay, and
I didn't use the flash.
Something went off. But I was talking to a driver yesterday and for a little while, and he's like, man, I'm getting horrible sleep out here. He's like, I just can't get a good night's sleep. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, I don't want to hear that. You know? And he's like, well, one night I slept for 9 hours. But other than that, just it's throwing me off to sleep, you know, late at night throughout the day. That's what he's doing for us so he can drive at night. And he's like, I'm not used to that. So it's really just throwing off my mental game.
Oh,
that's
no good.
Very scary. Why did you have to tell all this?
Because if he told me, I'm telling you guys.
Keep that information to yourself, man.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I can't. I'm not eating right. And, you know, I don't smoke at home, but on the road. He's like, I'm smoking a pack a day.
Yell it as we're careening into the Grand Canyon and go, it's because of your sleep, you bastard. Lynn in Cape Cod, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you all how much I appreciate you getting up at dark to make my morning. I moved here from Lakewood a year ago, and the shows here are terrible. Radio is terrible. I tried to support local radio, but the rock station, if you could call it that, has free beer and hot wings, which is atrocious. So I just wanted to tell you that you make me laugh every morning, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank
feet,
you.
I saw you rubbing your feet together.
I appreciate
what's up?
It.
What's happening
can I
down
ask,
there?
Jeffrey, can I ask you a question? I mean, I'm in the middle of a conversation with this woman on the phone, and you just start talking about random stuff that no one can see.
No, it's because I was watching Dieter rub his feet together.
I itched for 1 second. He said something.
Well, hey, I itched for 1 second. You guys rag at me for a whole hour.
Why don't you tell Lynn something who's on the phone from Cape Cod? What do you want to reply to her, Jeffrey?
Well, Lynn, I want to thank you for listening, and I wish we could be on a station out in Boston, because
Cape Cod.
Well, it's Massachusetts.
That is true.
I wouldn't mind us being on up in Massachusetts, so we can help her out, make her morning, and everything like that.
Well, Lynn, I appreciate it. Thank you. And my link to the phone system just went down, so I think Lynn may be stuck on the phone right now.
Oh, good.
Lynn, co-host. Are you still there?
I'm good.
She's now officially part of the show. Well, I'll just leave you on until I'm able to log back into our phone system. So Lynn, today's your moment to shine. I appreciate the compliment. We actually, believe it or not, we used to be on for a week. I think we were on a radio station in Cape Cod. Maybe the one that this free beer and hot wings jokers are on.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like a brief blip. It's a tiny little company that owns the station or something, and I don't even remember the circumstances of what the hell were going on out there. But I certainly feel your pain. Believe me, I get a lot of phone calls and emails from Grand Rapids from people who have been stuck with free beer and hot wings for 10 or 15 years or whatever, and So they're exporting that, I guess, to Cape Cod and other places. So I get where you're coming from, Lynn. Since you are stuck on the phone now, tell me the most interesting thing about yourself.
She's off the phone.
Oh,
come on.
Why'd you cut her?
I didn't cut her. She just dropped off.
You just cut her.
All right. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So I'm not allowed to tell you that a hurricane has taken landfall on Puerto Rico, right? I'm not supposed to say that because no hurricane stories.
I'm hurricaned out. I can't take any more hurricanes.
I know, but
I can tell Doogie loves it though.
Oh man, between that and then she's gonna follow the hurricane story up with
the earthquake.
Earthquake in Mexico City.
I have to.
And then a Trump story. I hate Trump.
I know what the news is going to be.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's always those three.
Okay, but I have to tell you that we have an affiliate in Florida and they get hit with earthquakes or with hurricanes. So
with earthquakes.
Hurricanes. So we have to do hurricane stories. But this is has made landfall.
No, they listen to us to get away from hurricane stories. They go, yeah. I'm hurricaned out in Florida.
Okay, well, in Florida.
They can't take it anymore.
Well, maybe they want to know the latest that's surrounding the earthquake.
Oh, they know. Because everyone's talking about it. No, they don't. Yeah, that's in Mexico. They don't care about that.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you about it. There was a huge, powerful earthquake that was a 7.1 magnitude, and I don't know if you've seen video of this, probably not because you guys have had zero cell reception out there, but oh my gosh, it's scary. There's one person that was taking video of this lamp, this huge street light, and it was just rocking back and forth, these buildings falling. It was scary. We have over 200 people dead. They expect that number to rise, 7.1 magnitude. Which is huge.
I like everyone out on the street. I did see this on the news last night. They're just taking cell phone video of this earthquake, and there's big windows falling out of high rises, crashing down the street, and they're just standing around. Like,
oh, really? Like not running for cover?
Where do you go?
No, I mean the whole Earth is moving. Well, you
well
you
just
try
get away
get
from
into,
the huge pieces of glass.
Yeah, you
falling
try
from the
to
sky.
Get into. Usually, a doorway is where you want to be. There's more structural support there for whatever reason. At least that's what they always told me.
No, I heard the same thing because the frame is stronger than actually just the ceiling.
In California,
when
I was
a little
bathtub? Kid. Bathtub? That's a
tornado.
That's a tornado, not an earthquake. Right.
Unless you turn the tub on top of yourself.
Okay.
If you can rip it out.
What's that going to do?
Well, protect you from the ceiling. If you're encased by a bathtub, put me in that all day. You could drop anything
in the rubble, buried.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That doesn't really help you out much. Now, how many people have thought about this? Later today, we're going to go on this Grand Canyon Skywalk, which is this glass, like, horseshoe-shaped thing that juts out over the Grand Canyon. And the floor is glass.
So you can look
so
right.
You can see straight down.
You're standing on the Grand Canyon in it.
Has this thought cross anyone's mind? Like, what if an earthquake hits?
Oh.
You know, this big earthquake hit Mexico City. We're you know in the same sort of I don't know. All these
same
mountains were caused
line.
By
same
earthquakes. There's an earthquake that hits while we're out on that. We plunge to the floor of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, geez.
Has anyone thought about that? Or
no,
not?
I have.
Well,
aftershock. You know those aftershocks.
Well, that might be a prelude to the big one. For all we know.
True. But wait, is this thing enclosed or is just the thing you a walkway?
Just a walkway.
Oh.
Just a walkway. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh.
Look. I'm just taking your guys' word for it that it's sweet. And you walk out a little bit. You walk out like 3 feet and you come right back, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, it looks like it's 20, 30 feet.
Looks pretty something. Big.
Can we right? see a picture? Yeah.
Well, the huge horseshoe shaped thing, a big U, that goes out over the Grand Canyon and at the glass bottom.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, boy.
I did think that last night because I tweeted out a picture of it. And I thought to myself, what if an earthquake hits while we're out there?
You would think it'd be earthquake proof.
Oh, sure. Earthquake proof.
It's a piece of glass inside of a canyon.
But it's a steel frame, isn't it? I mean, it's got to be some kind of steel reinforced. It can't just be a piece of glass you walk on, like a glass icicle.
It is. It's glass.
But, Rob, there's got to be steel at some point.
So if the glass breaks, what's underneath it?
Steel.
You can't see through steel.
No, I mean, it's outside border steel and then the glass floor.
So, it's the glass, yeah. So what are you going
to
do?
Oh, hold on to the steel frame. As long as it's steel, I'm fine.
Okay.
All right. Dieter will be fine. Okay, go on.
Oh, my God. Dieter hasn't seen this? There's no way. Holy crap, you're out in the middle. Like, you go way far out. This picture that you tweeted, Rover, there's no way I would do that.
Yeah, look at it.
Here's a picture of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there it is, okay. Dieter.
Yeah, that's more than I thought. But, yeah, there is steel on the sides, and there's a steel handrail. That makes me feel better.
Oh, God.
So just crumple. The whole thing would collapse into the Grand Canyon. What do you think?
It would start shaking like a door stopper. Like, the end's going to go real wild until the glass just shatters everywhere.
Right.
And then you're just going to fall through
the
door.
You're not going to be able to hang
like
on.
Like a chute. You're just going to go right through, and then
the whole thing is
3,000 feet down. To your death,
yeah.
To the Colorado River.
Awesome.
It's going to be fun.
That sounds like fun. To our Jewish...
And Jeffrey will be drinking his beer on the way down.
Follow me on Twitter.
Jewish
well,
friends...
Well, then my guts splatter all over the Grand Canyon as well, so like nobody cares that happens.
Right.
So.
Well, okay, go on, Dushy.
I'm waiting for him to interrupt again. Our Jewish friends today, they are celebrating Rosh Hashanah. At sundown.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
What does that mean?
I know what it means because Larry Zuckerman, one of our attorneys, emailed me or texted me last night saying, hey, by the way, it's the Jewish, I think Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year.
Yep, the head of the year.
My birthday is tomorrow.
Yay.
And he said, all the Jews are going to be celebrating New Year's on your birthday. So actually, I didn't reply to him. How do you reply to that? Like, Happy New Year?
Happy
yes.
birthday.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, definitely. Do something. But you should definitely reply to that. So, Happy New Year to all of our Jewish friends out there. So we had told you about Toys R Us and that they had filed for bankruptcy. This was late Monday, and we didn't really know what was going to happen as far as the restructuring or what stores are going to close. So now they have come forward, and they've let us know that they're performing a detailed review of their real estate portfolio. So that's just kind of big fancy words that says they're looking at the stores that suck. And those poor performing stores, those locations where the rents are too high in order to reduce the money and all of the footage, they're going to shut those down. But they're going to go ahead with the holiday. So they're going to kick off the holiday marketing push to do one last hoorah scenario. And then they're going to start shutting down some stores. So my guess is Toys R Us is going to have some really good sales coming up. I know that Charlie has made a fashion statement with his clothes, his shoes, everything that's his coats, whatever. So he now is doing the fanny pack, which I think is awesome. And there is a new fanny pack out there that is pretty cool. I think Charlie should get this. And it is by a designer in London. They created the fanny pack that looks just like a hairy belly. So when you wear it around your waist, it really looks like your sexy gut is flopping out of your shirt. It's really funny. It's a statement that if you're a skinny guy and then you have this fanny pack, it's pretty cool. So might be something that would be good for him to get. You might be seeing that all over the news today with pictures.
It just looks like a fat guy's stomach, but yeah. Like his shirt is too short. When you put it on, it's just your belly button and this huge hairy butt.
It's good. I think it's pretty funny.
I don't know why you'd ever wear that.
No, it's funny.
Like you're having surgery or something, too. Yeah.
It is funny, but...
The guy's
response is claiming, he's like, when you want to have the dad bod, but you don't want to eat the junk food.
It's who doesn't want to eat junk food, buddy?
Yeah, and who wants a dad bod?
Yeah.
The woman at the center of the Kevin Hart sex scandal scheduled a press conference for this morning. So, high-powered lawyer.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What do you need a press conference for?
She's trying to get famous from this.
You got to sleep with a celebrity, sweetheart. Big deal. You and hundreds of other women have slept with Kevin Hart. Maybe thousands.
She's getting death threats now. People are treating her wrong.
Well, she's trying to ruin his life.
Yeah, she wanted $10 million.
Yeah.
So that.
Well, she's going to say it wasn't. No. I'll tell you what. It was never my intention for this to be made public.
Could I extort him?
I didn't put these photos out. I've been a victim of a hack. I know what this is going to. Who? Let me guess. Who's the attorney? Gloria Allred?
The attorney is Lisa Bloom.
Oh, that's Gloria Allred's daughter.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
It's true. Okay.
I was really saddened by this next story. I kind of feel bad for this guy, Billy Bush. Now, I have not been a fan of his when he was yucking it up with Donald Trump and the whole grab him by the pee kind of comment. He lost his job. I thought that's fine. Now it looks like he and his wife, they're splitting after 20 years together. So there's a lot of speculation that the fallout from Donald Trump and all of that happened, they couldn't recover.
What's the fallout? He lost his job. That's the fallout. But big deal. He didn't really say anything in that tape. Big freaking deal.
But that's a
major. He got paid out.
He did get paid out. That's a major. Some people, when a crisis happens, they don't handle it well. You know, and other people when
crisis.
Something.
What's the crisis? So it's there was a tape that you guys were talking about how hot a couple of girls were. A big deal.
I understand
that. Guy hasn't done that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
My God.
But he.
Me too. I hope there's no secret tapes of me talking about how hot a chick is and B2 hears it breaks up with me.
But
let me tell you, it's probably a daily occurrence amongst guys. Okay.
But.
I think it's probably more than that. I don't think it has. It's more than that. It's not the fallout.
We don't know.
There should be no fallout.
Here's the thing. Some people can't handle when those things happen. So he lost his job. He did still get money, but he's not in the public eye. Maybe he just lost his mind. He had to move back to California because he had bought a place in New York City. I mean, there are a lot of different factors, and maybe they just don't do well with stress. So 20 years in marriage, done for those two.
All right.
And then finally, I'll end with this. 60-year-old Linda Hamilton is coming back for the new Terminator movie. So it'll be her first since Terminator 2 in 1991.
She played Sarah O'Connor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. Because I heard they were making another one
Hey, let me ask, is Arnold going to be in this one?
No, of course.
It's not Terminator movie without Arnold. I'm sorry.
Exactly. But he said he signed on for this one.
All right.
So there you go. That is the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover, that was the best thing I've ever heard on the radio, man.
There's more than meets the ears. Watch the show with RMG TV at RoverRadio.com or on the RMG app.
Let's see here. Trying to fire something up over here. Brian, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. I think it's Brian. Good morning.
Good morning. Love the show.
Yo. Hey, man. Thank you.
I had a comment on the skywalk you guys were just talking about. I went out there 2 years ago with some friends when we were in Vegas, and arguably the scariest thing I've ever done in my entire life. Not afraid of
I have to be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of heights.
Me either. Like, well, I don't like the edge of things. Like, I think the actual Grand Canyon would be scarier if you could just walk up to the edge. I don't like that, where you could just slip and then...
Oh, you're not going to like this either, because...
I don't know, man. With the hand railing, I feel like I'm going to feel a lot safer just having it. Of course, if an earthquake hit, that's going to be... I'm done.
Hand railing? What's... I mean...
Well, I'm not going to just accidentally trip and tumble over the side. Like, it looks like the hand railing goes up to your head.
It's 5 feet, 2 inches tall. I looked at this Wikipedia.
Got a nice 7 inches. My head will just peek over, and I can look at it.
Heights freak me out. They really do. In fact, if I had one... recurring dream that freaks me out, it's being in a high rise, like building a high rise, you know, like somehow it's like a 100-story building and I'm on one of those girders and I have to walk across it, you know, something stupid like that. Now I'm gonna go walk out on this thing on the Grand Canyon.
Well, that's what construction workers back in the 30s and 40s had to do when they were building skyscrapers.
That's what your dream is, like going to grab your lunch pail or whatever on the other end of that I-beam.
No, I'm just saying this is the reality. This is what the construction workers in the old days had to do when they were putting up a building. That's
they didn't have
cranes. I mean, they didn't have the kind of massive cranes they have now, but they had.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hey, what's going on, Rover? So,
hey, man.
You've never been out to the Grand Canyon?
No,
hello?
I don't think so.
I tell you what, Rover, it's the most magnificent place I've ever seen in my entire life. I think that was Jeffrey I was talking to. Like, I think Charlie said it was like 3,000 feet down. I think it's more like 5,000 feet down. Okay?
Wow, so okay,
you're
yeah.
You're in a skywalk. You're looking at a helicopter that's in the canyon, like 2,000 or 3,000 feet below you, and you got to comprehend that there's another 2,000 feet below the helicopter. Okay, so it's the most magnificent place I've ever been around the world. I've been around the world a little bit, not as much as maybe you have, but it's going to be an experience of a lifetime. I promise you that. All right, that's all I got to say.
Snitz is probably going to come to tears. Snitzer was basically crying when he was talking about the Grand Canyon yesterday. It's the most remarkable thing I've ever
seen. It was. Yeah, we drove. That's beautiful.
A whole masturbate right at the outline of it.
When I was 18, we drove.
Flash bottom boat.
When we were 18, I drove across country with my wife, and we saw it. It was like, yeah, like the guy said, it's breathtaking. I just stopped talking.
These aren't the first people I've heard say this. I had a friend that went out there, and he's like, he tries to describe it. He goes, you just need to see it. It's mind-blowing, and I'm excited to see it.
We're going to see it today. We are aboard Rolling Glory 1, live from the Grand Canyon. We are fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We're going to hit up this skywalk thing later, that glass skywalk. We're going to go out on that. I think it's on an Indian reservation. So we're going to walk out on that thing and check that all out. And then we're going to get back on board Rolling Glory 1 and head out to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. shoes, no no service. Cell phone service, that is. Life on the road with Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Rover. What's going on?
Hey, man.
So, hey, my wife and I were just at the Skywalk last week. And information, it's 4,200 feet straight down. Charlie's not going to like it because you can walk right to the edge of the entire Grand Canyon and look straight down.
Ooh.
Yeah, what I wanted to say, though, is...
Man, people fall off of that thing, too. Like, you'll hear stories of people falling in. They're trying to take a picture. Where I grew up in Las Vegas at the Hoover Dam, there would every now and then there would be a story of someone sitting there taking a photo, and then they'd fall backwards just right down the dam. You know, so you can fall right into the Grand Canyon, Charlie.
Yeah, that's like...
Absolutely.
Like, I'd feel comfortable as if I was laying on my stomach and peered over, you know, instead of just
there are people
putting my feet
that.
Right on the edge.
They lay on their stomach and crawl up to the edge to take a picture. What I wanted to tell you guys really quick.
Yeah, I'm not standing. There's no way I'm standing there and doing it. I mean, I might be on my stomach.
Just like a wind gust just comes and you're
right.
Just kind of off little rock breaks or something.
Right.
And then you're just going down the Grand Canyon.
Right. You pull a snitch. You have like a moment where you faint. I mean, you're right in. Not going to do it. Anyhow, go ahead,
Jason. You're on an Indian reservation, and so the thing is that they're going to make you park your bus at the entrance. You're going to have to get off and ride a shuttle to get there. Just so that you guys know, there's three different stops that the shuttle's going to make. Do not get off the shuttle at the quote-unquote cowboy reservation. It's horrible. It's a waste of your time. You guys will just laugh yourself silly. They put up some plywood and call it a cowboy town. It's horrible. There's three stops. Just don't waste your time at that stop. I just want to give you the heads up.
All right.
What's the second stop and third?
The second stop is the Skywalk, and the third stop is, they call it like just a picturesque location where you have like better shots of the Grand Canyon, and then they have like the Indian tribe that dances under a little amphitheater. They do like a tribal ritual dance and stuff like that. That one's okay to see just because there's a lot of good photo opportunities at the second and third stop. But the first stop, even if you've got a good bus driver, they'll tell you not to get off at the little cowboy thing. It's horrible. Just don't go to the cowboy one. You guys will it'll just be a waste of your
time. All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. I will keep that in mind. Thank you, Jason. He was just here last week. And we're going to walk out onto this Skywalk thing.
I'm looking forward to it. Can you only see the Grand Canyon from the Skywalk?
No.
No. At this area that we're going to, can you actually just kind of look at it?
I think it's pretty big. I think you can see this from...
It's very large.
Well, yeah,
it's
obviously,
grand.
If the Grand Canyon is large, there's lots of different areas where you can go view it. I'm saying
they put a wall up that you're unable to see.
Is it an obstructive view? Is it an obstructive view since we're doing the Skywalk thing? Huh?
I don't think so.
It could be a fence, Doogie. You've been here.
I guess we'll find out in a few hours. Ray, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ray.
Rover, COY.
Arbay.
Thanks, man. Hey, how's it going? I was calling mostly because I wanted to share a video of my daughter, but they said that you guys couldn't upload it right now. It's a video of her shaving her head. We spoke before. My daughter has leukemia, and she's going to be going through a bone marrow transplant.
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
Yeah. A couple weeks back, we went to Pittsburgh, and they removed one of her ovaries, and it was cryogenically frozen. Funny story is, on the way back, we stopped in Amish country, and she learned that they only go to school through eighth grade, so now she wants to be Amish.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
kind of funny.
Just you won't get any treatment for that leukemia, though. They don't believe in any of that stuff. So tell her if she doesn't want any medicine or any treatment, go be Amish.
Right. But she suffered an infection which pushed back her timeline on most of her procedures. She's recovered now, but she goes in today at 1 for her Broviac installation, which is the catheter that she'll receive all her chemo treatments and everything in. And then tomorrow she starts she does a trial run of the chemo itself to make sure there's no, like, strange side effects or anything.
Ray, I hate to interrupt you, but Jeffrey's falling asleep listening to him.
He's like,
I'm not falling asleep.
He's just dozing off. He's like, oh, sick kid? Nah. Follow me on Twitter.
No, that's BS, bro.
I was totally disinterested.
Your eyes were so heavy.
He's playing in his mind. He's playing solitaire. Like, he can't play. That's what he does during the commercial breaks. He plays solitaire on his phone. He can't do that during the show, so he's mentally just replaying solitaire.
I'm really praying for your daughter to have a full recovery, man. You know, yeah, and I know it's bad and everything, and I want your daughter to have a full recovery and to have a full life. No problem.
There you go. Keep us informed and let us know how everything turns out. Good luck to you. Good luck to your daughter. And
hey, I want to say,
and we wish you well. Yeah.
To everybody that's donated to her and our family, I mean, it really means a lot, from strangers to family to friends to coworkers. I mean, the outreach or the support that people have shown has been amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough time for you, and thank you. I remember I tweeted out his GoFundMe page. I'm sure you can follow on Twitter. You can follow me there and find that page if you want to donate to her. But Ray, good luck. Thank you, my man. It's got to be very, very difficult to have a young child going through that. Let me go to one last call and then we'll move on. Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rover. Morning, Rover, my question is for Doogie. I know when she's going to be in Vegas, Gia's probably going to stay with the nanny. Is that right, Doogie?
Yes.
Okay. When she's at the nanny's house, does she sleep with the nanny or does she have her own room?
Usually when she's at nanny's house, she sleeps with nanny.
Wow. Oh, God. What? I didn't know that.
Wait a second.
Wait, Rover, get on her.
Dude, this is weird, dude. First of all, you have a 7-year-old that still sleeps with you every night, but the fact that she's sleeping with someone else?
That's not related
a grown
to you.
Woman?
No. She's conditioned now to always sleep with somebody at night.
Women in particular.
Right.
Yeah. So,
what do you think's going to happen?
No, nanny is like our grandma. And a lot of times nanny's granddaughter will be there too. So it's all the dogs are in the bed, nanny, Gia, and then the granddaughter, Emily. So it's 1, 2, 3 people and usually three dogs. I swear to God.
Granddaughter sleeps with the nanny.
No. I swear to God, they every all night. Sleep together. When they're together, when Emily comes in to visit grandma and spends the night, I swear to God, I will call her right now and she can tell you. I swear to you.
That's strange. It's not strange.
No, they all snuggle. Whatever.
My nieces and nephews sleep at their grandparents' house.
Yeah.
And they have their own beds. And at night, the grandparents, tuck them into their own beds. Right. And they're 3, 4, 5 years old.
That's how normal people operate, Dieter. Yeah,
they don't have a mansion like your family over there, Dieter. Moneybags over there. They have a smaller house.
Okay, had a house for 10 years, dude.
Okay, there you go. So
six-figure payout?
Okay. So why do you think I've had a house for all that time?
You don't think it's strange at all that your daughter sleeps with a woman that's not related to her?
No, it's grandma. It's pretty much her grandma.
But it's not her grandma. It's
a woman you pay to be friends with you.
She's my family. No, she is my family. Nanny is my family.
Would she still hang out with Nanny if you quit paying?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So then why pay? I would just quit paying.
Exactly.
And be done with it.
I would like that.
If they're such great friends and they'd hang out anyways.
I can't do that. I would love that. But
Dave, thank you for asking that question.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. All right.
All right. Thank you.
If I told you I had a six-year-old boy sleeping in my bed sometimes, you guys would think
you'd be white Michael Jackson.
You'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Right? I'd call the police on you.
Yes. Of course. Yeah, this is very, very strange. I tell me what you think of this, Dieter, and tell me you're all into, nutrition and all this kind of crap or whatever. Dieter loves to work out. How is this treating you on the road? Because you haven't worked out.
No, I don't think since we left on, Friday, there's nothing you can do.
He's just been eating.
Don't you have some of these gyms? Can't you? I mean, at the hotels, can't you work out in one of those? At least I get that it's not your full workout and all the.
I mean, how far do those weights even go up to? In the...
Oh, 35.
What do you need?
Are you kidding me? 150s.
Okay, yeah. So
the 35s, you pick up, you throw it if you see a fly at the wall. I mean, they do nothing. I mean, I walked by one. It was just a little pyramid of a couple dumbbells. And I go, this and a bike. I go, this isn't going to work. It's almost a waste of my time. Until we get to Vegas and I can find a gym tomorrow I can walk to, like hopefully a Gold's Gym or whatever.
Well, why would you have to do that? I think that they have pretty big gyms in the hotels.
Okay, no, I haven't been there. Most hotels are pretty crappy gyms. I've rarely ever seen one that's pretty decent.
Wait.
But there's an epic Gold's Gym in Vegas.
Yeah.
That Jay Cutler, you know him, he works out there.
Who?
Jay Cutler, four-time Mr. Olympia? Not the football player. You're thinking of
football player.
Same name, but no, he was four-time Olympia. Oh. But used to work out there, so.
All right, tell me what you... What?
I was going to pipe in what Dieter needs.
You want to meet him, too?
It's amazing to me. I understand the people who are back in the home studio who may have a hard time piping in because there is a half-second delay. You can hear it when people call in on the callers have figured this out. Like... There's a half-second delay because we're at the Grand Canyon. There's nothing. We're in the middle of nowhere. There is literally nothing.
Right.
Now, the people sitting on the bus actually here physically on Rolling Glory 1. There's no delay. There's no delay.
Did they talk over you? Does it get annoying?
Yes. Yeah. This is this guy. It's I'm in delay.
Well, how about this? I just shut the hell up the rest of the
show. No,
that's good.
Do you think his brain operates in the same way that our audio codec does? Meaning that he hears everything I say and Dieter says, but it goes into his ears, but it doesn't. It's not processed in the brain. It's not decoded for half seconds.
It's not an MP3. It's an EMR.
Yeah. So,
funny, Charlie.
Uh-huh. So, and then he just speaks out.
Yeah.
But he's always a half second behind the rest of the world.
I just want to pipe in and say, look, what Dieter needs is he's commenting on how bad some of these gyms are and how ill-equipped they are. He needs to go into a gym with the full layout of equipment.
Thank you.
All right. So, what I was going to ask you. It made me think, and I hate to harp on Snitz. Poor Snitz thinks he's being picked on for passing out and
almost dying,
seizing up and on death's door,
puking,
Mr. Blue Lips, whatever you want to call him. But it made me when I read this article, it made me think of Snitzer, our video guy, who just passed out in Nashville when we were there. All he had was a banana that morning
for breakfast.
Right. Well, that whole day, all you had was a banana.
Well, I was ready for lunch, and we went to
that
see
was
you
his
instead.
Last word. His final words were, "I'm hungry." So yeah, he was trying to get his next meal.
What if he would have croaked? I mean, those are like what bad last words those are, you know?
Oh, especially because we left a bar that actually had menus in our hand.
Uh huh.
We had in our
you
hand.
You could have saved him.
And I actually texted you. I was like, "You gonna eat over there?" And you're like, "Yep." And then we're like, "All right, well, we'll just leave this place, and we're ready to order, totally ready." And then, and just that short 10 minutes later, he's passed out in the hospital.
I'm hungry. I'm
busy.
but apparently there is a new trend in California, in San Francisco, all these technology companies. They are biohacking.
Oh, yeah.
They don't eat for days. They will fast for 5, 6, 7 days.
Um, I think it's kind of Jimmy Kimmel does something similar where, and this is going to sound weird, but this, remember Jimmy Kimmel used to be a little chubbier than he is now, but now he seems like seems pretty fit.
That's what happens when you stop eating. You lose weight. Yeah.
Well, here's his technique, and it sounds interesting, is for 5 days of the week, you set your days, whatever, eat whatever you want, total trash food, just garbage. You can eat 5 days of total trash.
Yep.
Then 2 days out of the week, just eat like 300 calories for that.
Oh, I thought you don't eat anything. Isn't this the 5-2 diet?
Yeah, no, yes. You still eat a little something just so you don't die. Like Spencer, like you.
Well, I don't think you would die. You could go.
Yeah, but you don't
want to
pass out. Yeah, but you don't want to pass out or anything, or you still want to be awake. So you eat like a banana or something that entire day, 300 calories or so, and then but the other
maybe
5 days,
cider,
yeah,
cider and a half.
And the other 5 days, you eat whatever you want: pizza, tacos, anything, just burgers, all anything you want, and that's how he lost all that weight.
Yeah, but I don't know how healthy that would be for you. You might be able to lose weight, but if you're eating just garbage, you're going to die of a heart attack. And I think it probably places maybe a little bit more stress on your
metabolism.
It might, but it might place more stress on your heart already just not eating for 2 days. And then you're eating pizza and cheeseburgers.
I think the thing is that you have something to, he does eat. No, he said, I've heard him talk about it. He says he eats like total trash.
But because I looked into it. So he says he goes crazy, but he does. If he wants pizza, he'll eat pizza. But he tries to like balance it. But I think that he does no cal. I think Rover's right. It's 5-2. I think he does like Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then if he wants to have a beer, he'll drink a beer. So it does. It's not as because he knows he can't eat all the time.
Well, that's totally different.
Anyone ever heard of the app Evernote? It's like a it's famous, right?
It's a
note-taking app, right? Yeah. But I tried it once. I go, what's all this hype about? Yeah,
I have notes.
All these apps that everyone's like, oh, this is so great, and this and that, and Slack, and blah blah blah. I try it once. I go, this sucks. This blows.
Exactly.
I don't like this. Anyhow. The CEO of, and he's the former CEO of Evernote. Now he has some other company. For the past 8 months, he's been, him and a bunch of these other executives, they all do this. They will eat for a couple of days, and then they won't eat for anywhere from between 2 and 8 days.
Eight days.
Oh, they won't eat. All they will have is black coffee. Tea, and I think just water. I think water, black coffee, and tea. Now, according to this guy, his name is Phil Libin. He says that he's lost 90 pounds. It's transformed his life. He says, quote, there's a mild euphoria, and I'm in a much better mood. My focus is better, and there's a constant supply of energy. I just feel a lot healthier.
Energy, you're not eating.
It's helping me be a better CEO, he says. Getting into fasting is definitely one of the top two or three most important things I have ever done in my life. So they claim that it's biohacking, that when you don't eat, that you, maybe you can tell me how you pronounce this, Dieter, K-E-T-O-N-E-S, ketones? Ketones?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that?
Guess ketones. But I think that's when you have no carbs and then your body just burns fat. That's right. What it is.
Right. It's exactly right. And they say it's super fuel for the brain. That once you stop exhaust the supply of carbs or whatever the hell it is, and you start burning the fat in your own body, that this brings you to a level of mental and physical awareness that is unbelievable. You buying it?
Well, bodybuilders do that, Rover, but they still eat protein and fat. They cut out all their carbs. In this case, they're eating nothing for 8 days. I can't tell you how dangerous that is.
And like, you're going to pass out. You're going to have headaches. You're going to be angry. You're not going to be happy. I think you're going to be
hallucinate.
You're not going to be all there.
David Blaine, he's into fasting now. And I saw an interview. He didn't eat for 2 weeks and he started to hallucinate and he mentally went crazy, Rover. And he said to this day, he's still not right from that fast. He's like, I'm fasting so much, and I was hallucinating and having these nightmares of bugs crawling on me and all this shivering. And he goes, I still haven't got back to normal from that. It was so dangerous. You can't mess around because your brain, it'll F your brain up.
But people have done it. I mean, they're not. These people are doing it, and they're not mentally.
Let's see if they keep doing it over and over again for 8 days at a time.
Here's what he says. He said another CEO told him about this, so he didn't believe it. He Googled it. He said this has got to be BS, but he tried it. He said, the first day I felt so hungry, I was going to die. The second day, I was starving. He says he woke up the third day feeling better than he had in 20 years. Now, Snitz, is this what you were attempting to recreate?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was lunchtime. I didn't eat.
No, but you haven't been eating a lot of food.
Yeah, the night before, I asked him, I go, did you eat dinner? He goes, no, we didn't eat dinner because the bus left early. So he didn't eat any dinner. Then the whole morning he had a banana. That's what he told me.
Four almonds.
No, I had dinner that night.
What?
I don't remember.
I remember I didn't eat because the bus just left at like 6 and we didn't stop for food. So we just ate on the bus what we had. I think you just had a couple of almonds if that's it.
I think I had a burrito that day. So I brought burritos with me.
The next day, I think he had a burrito.
Yeah, I asked you, Snitz. I go, did you eat the night before? You're like, no, I didn't drink any water or eat anything.
Oh, maybe I didn't.
Derek, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Derek.
Yo, Rover.
Hey.
Hey, man, 3 months ago yesterday, you guys started the Blast Your Sugar diet. At that time, my wife and I started another diet. I called a few weeks ago, and I was down 30 pounds, but you were really into talking about Jew canoes and the Jew boats or whatever they were. And now I'm down 55 pounds after 3 months doing the ketogenic diet. And it's kind of what you guys are talking about, putting your body in a state of ketosis. But I'm still eating 1,800 calories a day. Just eating lots of fat and protein and no carbs.
Yep.
See, how much did you weigh when you started?
310 pounds.
Oh, he's got a lot to burn off. I mean, a guy like Snitz doesn't have a lot to burn off.
Very frail.
Well, I did it first. I was 205 when we did that first weight challenge. 2 years ago, and now I'm down to 160 something. So, I mean, it's pretty good.
I just wonder if this is if I should try this. I mean, I would be willing to try this. I think I could do. I don't think I could do 8 days without food.
Can you do 3?
No.
You should try it on this bus trip.
No.
I think I could. Well, no, I wouldn't want to try it on the bus trip because you want to go to great restaurants in Las Vegas. You want to,
and drink. You can't drink.
Drink.
This guy's only drinking black coffee and tea.
I think that caffeine just makes you feel full. If you only drink a lot of coffee to get that, kind of kills your cravings. So all day there's pounding coffee and tea.
Rover, you don't drink coffee. I don't know how you do this.
No.
You'd have to because you need that. You need maybe some tea. Sort of energy.
I'm not a big fan of the taste of coffee, so maybe that tea.
Nobody is.
But I think 3 days I could do it. I think. I've definitely gone. I'd say I've gone. I don't know how he does this.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. So.
How do you hear that?
Do you know it was you?
I was trying to dry off my lip. So I knew it was me.
Like,
so
like you have white stuff lips in the corner.
I have no white stuff in the corner.
Not anymore.
What?
I've gone 36 hours without eating.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Robert, how do you, you're up the whole time or do you sleep during that?
Oh, no, I sleep.
Oh, man, because I can't go to sleep hungry.
Oh,
I
mean, if you are hungry, you go to sleep.
Oh,
what?
No, I have to.
Nobody's like that.
Yeah, I have to be full to go to sleep.
Oh no, like, no. Sometimes, if I am dieting, I go, man, I'm hungry. What should I do? I'll just take a nap instead of eating, and go to sleep. It's totally easy to do that.
No, that's what people talk about. I had to go to. I couldn't barely sleep because my stomach was grumbling. Like this is what orphans talk about that they can't eat and. Everybody knows you can't go to sleep hungry. You're the only person I've ever heard saying it's easy to go to sleep hungry.
It's very easy for me to fall asleep hungry. I didn't know it was difficult for other people.
Oh, yeah.
So I've gone 36 hours without eating just in like normal. Not for quite some time. I've been sick and probably didn't eat anything for two or three days, but that's like you're sick, you know, or you can't keep anything down.
Have you heard of this other thing that Silicon Valley's doing?
What's that?
Called microdosing. You take these pills, and they have a little bit of magic mushrooms in it. A tiny, just barely amount, barely anything in there. It just gets you kind of high forever, and they're all taking it, these coders, for whatever reason, and it opens up brain channels that they normally wouldn't have. So they're more creative on when they're coding.
When they're coding, the one thing you have to be more creative, you're writing computer code. Huh. I could see artists doing this. I could see.
You're constantly doing it. I mean, you just wake up, you take your little pill, and then maybe you're doing it every couple hours. And you're just constantly on a tiny magic mushroom trip.
Would you guys like to try microdosing? We'd have to research that and figure that out.
I'd try that.
Small dose?
No, it's super small. Like, you wouldn't act high. You might not even really, there's no effect. If if Theodore is doing it, you wouldn't notice he's on it, but he might be a little more creative or something.
When we get back, let's try, do you think you guys could fast for 3 days? Does anyone think you could do that?
I'll tell you that right now. No. I can't do 1 day.
I couldn't sleep. I really would have trouble sleeping.
Yeah, so, Nads, you could do it. Snitz, we don't want you to try.
I mean, I'll try it with you. I don't have high hopes for myself.
Maybe we'll just see who can go the longest without eating anything.
Sure. Do you just quit?
Hudson in Grand Rapids. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Hudson.
Morning, guys. Love the show.
Hey, man. Thank you.
So actually, on the topic of that ketone diet, I'm 19. I'm in college right now, and I'm actually in a bio class. And we just learned about this the other day. My instructor was talking about it. Actually, you know, with the CEO saying that they actually have more energy, it makes sense because when you do, you know, get rid of the carbohydrates in your diet and in your system and you start accessing the fat cells actually do have more energy. So, you know, you can get more energy out of it and actually perform at a higher level.
Well, I'll give it a try. I don't know. Have you ever tried this, Hudson?
I actually haven't because I burn way too many calories on a daily basis that I can't, and it would actually hurt me more to lose weight than it would be to just keep eating.
Yeah,
so
I think
from what
I'll try this when we get back. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey, you in? You want to try it, Jeffrey?
No, I don't think I can. I don't think I can last 24 hours without food.
Yeah, slop bucket.
How long do you think Doogie would last? 2-3 minutes?
Seriously, as soon as she just said I'm starting. She said, I'm starting right now.
The rest of the morning, we'd hear, oh, my God. Oh, I'm starving.
Like five minutes after she said, I started, she would start saying, I could eat. Yeah, it would be immediate.
I need a loaf of bread just to eat the inside of it.
She wouldn't be able to get, I don't think she could do 12 hours.
No. Yes, I could.
How long do you think she could go without eating?
Okay, what's her last meal?
Her last meal is, well, if you do it at night, that's what you're doing when you go to bed.
Let's say from the moment she wakes up, how long could she go?
Yeah.
So if I was 4 a.m.
By 8 or 9, she'd already have had some sort of celery or something.
She can't get past the show.
I would say 6 hours she could go from the point that she wakes up. So around 10 a.m.
Yeah, when's the last time you ate, Doogie, right now?
I haven't eaten.
Oh, why?
Nothing?
No, I've
nothing?
Got some
this
almonds.
This is one of her. This is.
Yeah, you're eating almonds.
Eating almonds.
Yeah,
no, I haven't had almonds.
With creamer.
No, I have no cream. I've given up cream. I have no cream.
Emers.
Shut up.
Just a little bit, but it's black. a little cream, right?
No, black. Nope. I've given up cream. I've been dieting.
You said black coffee before.
No, I'm showing.
And we looked
Nads,
at it, and it was.
What is this? Is it black? I'm black, right, Nads?
It looks black.
It's black with one Splenda. I've given up cream.
How much sugar?
Oh crap!
How much sugar you put in there?
One Splenda. That's it.
That's not black coffee.
It's black. It's not cream. Not black take a break. We got to take a break. Stop ripping on me.
Well, I'm just telling you, she wouldn't last 6 hours. I think I could do this 3 days.
I could do a full
time.
Day. I think I could probably do a full
this
day.
This is what they're saying. If the first 2 days are miserable, I remember when I started the blast, the sugar out thing, those first few days were brutal. And I bet it's even worse if you're just not eating. And then if you could get to day 3, I'd really like to see if that really does give you a sense of euphoria, and you have a bunch of energy. I'd like to try that out.
Just take drugs.
Yeah, you can eat and take drugs. You can do whatever. Yeah, you can have a lot more fun that way, probably. Yeah. All right, let me take a break. We do have the shizzy coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
I have a sad story for all single people out there. You know how your friends always want to hook you up, and you're like, no, don't do it. Well, there's an app out there that single people, we've lost all control. I'll tell you what I'm talking about next.
All right, we are live in Arizona. We are at the Grand Canyon right now.
Yeah. Grand Canyon, we made it.
Grand Canyon, we're here. We're going to go on this Grand Canyon skywalk thing, that glass skywalk. We're going to hit that up a little bit later on this morning. We are on our way to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. This is our last stop before Las Vegas. So we're here at the Grand Canyon. We fired up for the first time the satellite on top of Rolling Glory 1, broadcasting RMG-TV and the radio show. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. If you see the bus, be careful. Inmates on a prison bus have a cleaner record than these guys. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we have the shizzy coming up in just a moment. The news, we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. We are at the Grand Canyon on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We must have stopped at every single one along the route because we've been to a lot of them on the way so far, haven't we, Jeffrey?
Yeah, getting food, getting go-go juice for Rolling Glory 1.
Yeah, they've been great. Some light came on in the bus. You guys were sleeping, I think. Oh, this was
that
a
doesn't
story.
Sound good.
I think I was just going to bed and I saw you come up to talk to the driver, and he was saying something.
Oh yeah,
there's a problem. I go, this is a perfect time to go to bed, I think, because I don't know what I can do to help, but I just knew something was going on up there.
I will tell it to you in just a second. We do have the shizzy coming up. Let me go to Lindsay. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I was calling in about the 3-day fast. I did it for spiritual reasons. 3 days I went with no food, just water. I agree with you, Rover, that I was able to sleep. That was easier for me because then you're not sitting there hungry. You go to bed, you're not thinking about it.
Right.
When you wake up, really, exactly. Honestly, the second day is the worst because you know you have one more day to go, and you're lacking energy. Evening is the toughest when you're sitting down. So you're thinking about, you know, dinner and whatever.
Now, they're saying, though, on day 3, though, that then they are full of energy and they feel better than they have in 20 years. Did you experience that?
No, I mean, I don't know if it has a difference in maybe what your weight is or, you know, that sort of a thing. I did not have more energy. Mine kept lacking, but I mean, it is doable. And as long as you drink water, but afterwards, you know, you do eat smaller portions. So obviously, you know, so
oh, I bet.
Eating for,
yeah, that's the one thing about being on this trip is that, I was doing really good on this this diet that I've been on, and the portions are just small. It's just portion control. But then you get out here. I ate at a Cracker Barrel yesterday, and yeah. It's like you try to I'm like, I didn't want a salad. Like, B2 can eat salads 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I just can't, there are only so many salads I can eat.
I knew you were off the rails when we were at the that big steakhouse in Amarillo.
Yeah.
And we all went back in to go grab a beer.
Yeah.
And you came back in just to grab some gelato.
Yeah, well, it looked good. I mean, I was just staring at that, just going, ooh, that looks good. So I ate it at Cracker Barrel, and it's just like, there's just, the portions are enormous. And so it's going to throw me off because you get used to eating just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'll try this 3-day thing. I'll see how that ends up. Maybe when we get back, I'll try that.
There's this infomercial we were watching. I don't know if you happen to see any of it. It was about this pill you take. It's only two easy payments of $49.99. All right.
Okay.
I assume you get a 30-day supply.
Uh-huh.
It just makes you crap your brains out, and then you lose tons of weight. It just gives you the ultimate diarrhea. And then they're showing, like, this guy looked ripped. I don't remember his, what was his name, sister?
Dr. Ho.
Ho.
Dr. Yeah. Ho. Medical poop pills. It's got all these different Chinese spices he's combined together to make you just crap a lot. And they were showing
that
your block.
Sounds miserable.
Your block colon.
That
and it
sounds,
pushes it all out so much that you start losing weight.
That sounds terrible.
It actually seemed kind of interesting.
It was called Do You Poop Enough?
Yeah, that was the infomercial.
We saw the title on DirecTV, and Charlie's like, let's watch this half-hour program. It was an infomercial, and they kept saying the same thing over again, take this pill. And it was three things. It was like fiber, vitamins, and then his special blend.
Magnesium.
Yeah, and magnesium. That's all it was in this pill.
He's in front of a crowd of people, and he's like, you got to look how ripped I am. And he starts like flexing and stuff, and then the crowd's going nuts for this guy who's really good at pooping.
Yeah.
And like this woman's like, I can't believe that you just take poops and then you lose
by
weight.
By the way, people think that they, you know, they buy all this crap, these rumors or old wives' tale. Oh, you have 12 pounds of undigested red meat in your gut.
John Wayne.
You need these cleanses and all that kind of, it's nonsense.
John Wayne didn't die with 50 pounds of poop in his intestines?
No, it was red meat. It wasn't undigested red meat in his colon?
It's still poop.
Probably because he just ate. I mean, that might have
50 pounds?
No, it wasn't 50 pounds. I'm sure it was like a little bit of meat in there, and it just got over the years.
Did he die of a
intestinal broken heart
blockage?
No,
maybe he did. Maybe he did have a backup of poop. But speaking of being in that big steak place, I did get a picture. We took a picture with some fans who drove up. We were in Amarillo, Texas. They drove up from Lubbock, Texas, which I think is almost an hour and a half drive. Snitz has a picture. All of us are lined up there inside the Big Texan was the name of the restaurant where there's Jeffrey and Peter just.
What are you laughing at, Charlie?
Where's his left hand? Is it around your...
No, it's holding a beer.
He's holding a beer.
But you're like just, it's your little buddy.
Yeah, it's
I
like
know.
It's like they're dating. Peter and Jeffrey
like
are not dating. And, and it's almost really like you're dating because you pay for all the meals.
He looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
Where do you think my hands play somewhere? The sun don't shine? No, it's like a threesome couple. I got this hot chick on my left and then my little buddy on the right. You know, it's like we're into weird stuff.
But Jeffrey could put his arm around that other guy there
doesn't
want to
do
it.
No, he's like, yeah, that'll be gay. So instead, he just lets Dieter manhandle him.
And Rover, are you choking B2? Because you have your gelato in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't want that to drip or melt or anything. So, you know, I might be choking her. The guy wrote, he wrote, let me see here what he says. I just wanted to say thanks again for hanging out with us. We drove up just expecting a quick picture. But you guys hung out for a while. We appreciate it. Blah, 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 blah. P.S. Jeffrey, he goes on to talk about Jeffrey. And the person who voices Boomhauer, I think is the name, in King of the Hill? Well, who's that?
We were talking about, I was talking about, because I asked them, hey, you guys ever watch King? King of the Hill was brought up in the conversation, and we were talking
about...
By
them, I'm sure. Right?
No, by me. So well, because I was telling them how Boomhauer, because like my wife did some research on the characters of King of the Hill, like Boomhauer used to be a U.S. Marshal, and I was saying, like, you know how Boomhauer talks and mumbles? And can you imagine getting arrested by Boomhauer, and he's trying to read you your Miranda rights and mumbles, and you can't understand a goddamn word he's saying?
Here's what this guy says. Jeffrey believes the person who voices Boomhauer in King of the Hill actually talks like that in real life. Apparently, the guy used to be a Texas Ranger, and Jeffrey was amazed that someone with that bad of a stutter got to be a real Texas Ranger.
He's brought this up multiple times. I can vouch for this guy because he does the same bit. Mm-hmm. That's one of his bits.
I'll tell you. I mean, I'll tell you what.
What if Boomhauer was a cop? Is one of his favorite impressions. You never do. You ever do the impression? Let's hear it.
I try to do the impression of Boomhauer, but the way Boomhauer talks is like.
Try it. Let's hear it.
He goes, "All right, my honor, rest my mind. You got to read your rat, or my like that."
Sounds normal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So perfect. He does this bit to anybody he meets. He like seriously all the time. It's just constantly. What if Boomhauer?
So
was a cop?
The people from Lubbock probably felt special, but yep. No, you're probably the 20th people he told that story to on the trip. All right, Dougie, are you ready for a quick shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Donald Trump had some frightening words for North Korea at the United Nations yesterday. Remember we told you that he was going to have the podium and he was going to speak? Well, he did just that. And he was very clear. He had a message. He mocked North Korea's Kim Jong-un by calling him Rocket Man. He's been using that phrase lately. And he said that the country's continued nuclear experimentation threatens the entire world with unthinkable loss of human life. And he did warn North Korea.
He says he's going to completely destroy North Korea, right?
Totally destroy North Korea.
Totally destroy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That was
why is Rocket Man like a diss? Like he always comes up with, you know, nicknames, little Marco, Crooked Hillary, but Rocket Man's kind of cool. Isn't
yeah,
it?
I can live with Rocket
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's an old Elton John song from the 70s.
By the way, that guy from North Korea, he should have just had a rocket ready to go, planned out, and as Trump got done with this stupid speech of the UN, just whoosh, launched that thing, you know, over, you know, into the ocean like he normally does. But I don't know. If this is going, I don't know if it's a strategy that they have for talking like this and saying, you know, we're going to wipe them off the face of the earth and totally destroy them. I don't know if North Korea is going to respond to that. I don't think they're going to go, oh, you want to completely destroy us? Sure, we will get rid of our nuclear weapons now. It seems to me it would likely have the exact opposite.
He's going on a huge tweet storm this morning.
Like, who is? Trump is?
Oh, I think it might have been 12 tweets this morning. A lot of retweets from Eagle Patriot, you know, or whoever, like just strangers.
Uh-huh.
But he's blaming Bill Clinton and Hillary for North Korea having the nukes.
Ah.
They let them have them.
Uh-huh. Well, look, this has been an ongoing problem for many administrations and how to deal with North Korea. And we've ended up at this point. We've been at this point for a while. So, you can blame whoever you want, but how are you going to solve the problem? I don't know if this is the right solution, but I guess we'll see. Anyhow, go on, Dougie.
A powerful earthquake shook central Mexico.
That was a Trump phrase, by the way. Everything is, well, we'll see. We'll see. Have you noticed that? Everything. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
You'll be so impressed.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, how are we going to deal with it? Well, you know, we'll see what happens. Okay. Go on.
A powerful earthquake shook central Mexico yesterday. There were collapsing buildings. There was dust everywhere. We now have over 200 people dead. Search and rescue missions are taking place right now. Thousands of people were running into the streets, panicking, running over each other. Many stayed to help rescue those trapped. So this number will rise. But 7.1 magnitude earthquake in central Mexico. A couple weeks ago, Amazon and Kohl's announced a new partnership, which added spaces in Kohl's stores that was just dedicated to selling hardware like the Echo and Dot smart speakers. And they called the Amazon Smart Home Experience. Well, now Kohl's is planning for 82 of their stores in Los Angeles and Chicago to offer free return service for Amazon customers. The Kohl's stores will pack and ship eligible Amazon return items for anything you buy from the online retailer for free. That will start in a couple of weeks in October. Do you ever drink Fireball whiskey shots?
Oh, God, that's brutal.
I have. It's big. It got big a few, what would you guys say, 4 years ago or
yeah.
So? Got really big. Why?
Well, there's a bakery in Freehold, New Jersey called the Bagel Nook, and they just started selling bagels that are made with Fireball whiskey. And because of the cinnamon flavor, they say it goes well with their apple cream cheese. So it's a whiskey alcohol inside the bagel. They don't say how much is in there. Probably not enough to get you drunk. So if my daughter, you have to be 21. If my daughter wanted this, could she get it? Do you have to be 21 and older to get a Fireball whiskey bagel?
You know, most of the time, the when you cook things, the alcohol evaporates and maybe it leaves behind whatever flavor, but I don't know how it works with the bagel.
I've had one of those Fireballs. That's intense. I mean, I did celebrity. Remember when we did celebrity bartending a few years back? That was probably the most ordered shot I've poured.
Fireballs.
Yo, man.
Oh, yeah. Went through like 2 bottles, I think, in 2 hours that we were doing celebrity bartending. So, yeah, it's popular.
Yeah.
And finally, I'll end with this, Rover. There's a new app called Matchmaker, and it lets you match up your single friends. So since it was created by the dating app Hinge, you can see all of your single Facebook friends who are on there, and you can try to help all of your friends find love, even if they don't want you to. So it's an app where I'm single. If one of my friends said, oh, I got to hook her up with somebody, or I want to try to get her, Doogie's lonely, let's try to get her a man. I always tell people, I'm good, don't bother. Now they can go on this app and they can hook up their single friends and get them in touch with each other. So not sure
I
like this.
Do other users need the app?
When you pair two people up, you write them a quick message of why you think they'd be compatible, and then Hinge matches them up and they can take it from there if you want. So it's a Hinge matchmaker in the Apple App Store if you want in on the
action.
Never
about anything.
Well, we'll see.
Would the two other users need the app?
Right. So if I say I don't want to be a part of it, I don't have the app, so then this way you just don't do the app.
You just don't have the app. Yeah.
There you go. That's
never amount to anything.
You never know. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
At roverradio.com, you'll find... Well, I ain't gonna tell you. Go find it yourself. It's all there. Roverradio.com.
Sorry.
What's she doing back there?
Has she done one that's totally correct this entire trip?
No, not one. Not one. We're on day 3 of the trip. And she's done probably 15 of these.
Yeah.
Not one has been correct.
The last one was
And it's
good.
Not a hard thing to do.
I mixed up the buttons.
It's very easy.
No, the last one wasn't good because you had the shizzy bed. It came back up.
You've caught that?
There's always, she always has a delay between the thing ending and the music bed starting. I mean, it's just, it's never right. She has not mastered this yet. All right, I do have to take a break. Does the NFL have a problem? Dieter's a big football fan.
Yeah, when I can watch it.
Well, you watch wrestling instead of Monday Night Football on Monday.
What about Tuesday night?
And Tuesday, two nights in a row.
Did you forget about WWE SmackDown?
Yeah, yesterday.
But that's not preempting football.
No.
Yeah, but it's still what we got, man.
That's what, you watched SmackDown last night,
yeah,
Jeffrey?
There's no options. It's wrestling or go to bed. You pick, Rover.
And Jeffrey doesn't watch it. He doesn't watch it.
So he mandates that it's on the television,
and, he's just
and then
on his
doesn't
phone.
Watch it.
No, I was on my phone during the commercial breaks. No, I was watching
the
it.
Show.
Send the picture. I tweeted a picture.
I can't
that
get
wrestling's
that.
On, and Jeffrey's just staring at his phone. And we're all watching it like you don't know who anybody is.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the fatal
four-way.
I had fun explaining this to the fatal four-way concept to Charlie, though, so that was quite fun.
It was fun.
So if Dieter isn't watching Monday Night Football, if Dieter allows Jeffrey to dictate to him and say, "Hey, we're not going to watch." Let me see if I can put this up here. If you want to see this on RMG TV,
I don't see your desktop.
I know. I'm going to start it up here in 1 second. So, do they have a big problem? Here's a picture of...
I just downloaded it. Darn it. Okay.
Here's a picture of Jeffrey. There he is.
You can see wrestling is on.
Wrestling is on. There are people in the ring, and Jeffrey is staring at his phone. Explain that, Jeffrey, if you only do it during the commercial break.
Oh, the match hadn't started. It looks like the match hadn't
They're
started.
They're wrestling.
Look up right above your head.
I was trying to see if I could multitask.
Can you zoom in on that picture, Snitz, and see if they're actually engaged in wrestling? Oh, okay.
And let's not forget that there's barely any wrestling in wrestling. 99% of it's them talking about when they're going to wrestle at the Hell in the Cell or whatever, or the SummerSlam.
Anytime when a pay-per-view comes up, that's got to be heavily promoted to sell it out.
So he doesn't watch it. He doesn't watch that part, though. I mean, 5% of it's actually wrestling. And when they do start wrestling, that's when they go to commercial break.
Well, with SmackDown, they have the thing where they can keep it going in the corner, and then they still play the commercial.
It's because anything could happen, right? Yeah. I mean, you just keep it going. It's like a NASCAR. You don't know when someone's going to crash.
Blew his knee
what
out
what could happen there on SmackDown? Anything.
But he's going to get revenge. Some guy, he headbutted Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if their relationship's ever going to recover.
Oh,
probably. Or why
that
Vince
was
McMahon,
last week, though.
Why wouldn't Vince McMahon fire this guy? One of his wrestlers comes in the ring, headbutts him, starts kicking his ass, jumping off the turnbuckle, and just kicking the 70-year-old guy's ass. But Vince McMahon's the CEO, right?
Yeah, he's the CEO of the company.
Why doesn't he just fire the guy?
I don't know. I think it's the build-up
like
to the match
beat
between
me up, do you
Kevin
think
Owens
you
and
be
Shane
next,
McMahon.
If you beat me up, would you be on the show the next day?
No.
Uh-huh. So why does Vince McMahon stand for it?
I think what it is is I believe it's kind of like part of the storyline, part of the build-up between the Hell in a Cell match between Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon.
So it just doesn't make any.
That's what I think it is.
Like if Dieter went into Keith Abrams or Sass Keith's office and started jumping off the table, body slamming him, and stapling his nutsack to his desk,
I don't think there would be Sass like Keith an issue. Outweighs, it seems like no offense to Sass Keith, but Sass Keith, that looks like he outweighs Dieter by at least 150 pounds.
Oh, so wait, you're saying
Sass Keith would win?
That's a possibility.
Did you ever see Hulk Hogan pick up 500 pound Andre the Giant?
Yeah,
and
I saw that
ass?
Several times.
I would do the same thing.
All right, let me take a break because the reason I ask, sure. Dieter is now watching wrestling instead of Monday Night Football as we travel on Rolling Glory 1. Does the NFL have a problem? I'll explain this to you right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
It's not your normal radio show.
These guys are traveling around the country.
Rover and his mobile home homies. Broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory 1.
Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers.
On Rover's Morning Glory.
If you are watching RMG TV, you are getting a shot right now of Sunrise. Coming up in the Grand Canyon, where we are right now in Arizona, on board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. You can see there in the distance, the sunrise starting to come up. And it's, what time is it? 5:45 a.m. here in Arizona, where we are right now.
Yeah, and the sunrise is supposed to be 6:22 or something. So.
Oh, really? That much time until it actually pops up? All right, so... I think you'll have a great shot of that here if you're watching RMG TV. John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hey, Rover. How's it going, man? Getting a shot
hey,
right
man.
Now.
Turn your radio down.
No, sorry, man. Hey, dude. How's it going?
All right.
Yeah, I'm just calling because you guys were talking about... Vince McMahon and why doesn't he fire Kevin Owens? I'm a huge wrestling fan, and you're just talking about everything that is like everyone who says wrestling is fake, dude. Like, it's not about the wrestling so much; it's about the storylines, like any other TV show.
Yeah, but a bad storyline is if you beat up your boss, the boss fires you. That's a huge plot hole. So that's stupid.
Yeah, why wouldn't the boss fire him? Like, doesn't that I get it. We all know it's fake. The whole thing is fake. But why go to that length? I mean, it would just be obvious. It's so fake that if you did that to your boss, he would be fired.
Dude, if it was so realistic, why would anybody want to watch it then? It would just be boring. It would be like real life.
No. They could. I mean, here's an easy fix. Vince McMahon doesn't show himself anymore. He's never on screen. He's the boss.
He only comes around when he needs to.
Okay, and then he gets his ass kicked. It doesn't make any sense because if you're the boss, you could fire anybody you want. So I mean, he could just hire somebody else, and maybe like Vince McMahon likes that guy, but he also likes this other wrestler, and they fight.
Or is there a part of the storyline we're not understanding? Like, there's some reason why he can't. Who's this guy that headbutted him?
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens. Okay. It's Kevin Owens.
Is there some reason he can't? Is there some reason he can't fire Kevin Owens? Does Kevin Owens have some dirt on Vince McMahon or something like that?
He always claims that he can beat up a McMahon. I think it's also hyped too, because you know, because the way this whole thing started was Kevin Owens was making remarks about Shane McMahon and his family. Shane McMahon attacks Kevin Owens. Shane McMahon gets indefinitely suspended because he is.
We get the whole history lesson, but why can't he fire him?
Why can't he fire him?
They need 50 guys on the roster. If they cut him, then they only have 49.
Oh, yeah. That's number of reasons, but I think it's going to be an exciting match at No Mercy when
Didn't Stone Cold once put a car bomb into Vince McMahon's car?
Trying to blow him up.
Don't you think after you try to assassinate your
Stone
boss,
Cold
you get fired?
No, he got promoted after that.
Look how many times Stone Cold stunned Vince McMahon.
And then John, who was just on the phone, was very offended that you were pointing out.
And he's like, well, you guys just don't understand it. It's like, why would so many people watch it? Jeffrey's the reason why. Like, you ask him the question, why won't he fire him? It's no answer. Why won't he fire him?
I try to explain it to you. I try to get that through your thick skull, Charlie.
I mean,
but
you could still have all the fake storylines with people, you know, beating each other up, cheating on their spouses, you know, that backstabbing, trying to climb up the WWE ladder. You could have all of that.
But once you beat up the boss, it's easy for the boss just to go, you're out of here. You're fired. I'm not going to get my ass kicked. Like when Stone Cold, what did he do? He put a catheter up Vince McMahon's
in the hospital. Vince laid up in the hospital.
Oh, rectum, huh?
It's Stone Cold.
Cacked him with the bedpan. I remember that whole thing. I remember watching it.
Pretend he was the doctor.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he came in dressed like a nurse or something and then started beating his boss with a bedpan and then stuck the catheter.
The whole storyline in that.
Okay, I'm not talking.
Now, how'd they get... Now, Vince McMahon didn't realize... Was he awake while this was going on?
Yeah, but he came in with the mask on and the clipboard, and he's like, hi, I'm your doctor today. And then he rips the mask off and starts beating him.
Vince thought it was completely normal that the camera crew was there
while
he was getting his treatment. Yeah.
Right, and there's a huge muscular doctor coming at the door you never seen before.
No, because the reason the way that storyline went was because that Stone Cold was getting dicked out of a shot at the WWE Championship, and everyone was trying to stop him every chance
he
could.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeffrey. The NFL, I wanted to talk to you about that. Does the NFL have a big problem on their hands? Dieter, you didn't watch Monday Night Football at all on Monday, did you?
Yeah, there's no option, no.
You're normally normally you would just tell Jeffrey, no, we're not going to watch Monday Night Raw.
He wanted
to turn
on Monday Night Football. He wanted to, but...
No, the deal was struck. They're going to watch a little bit of Raw, mm-hmm. and then a little bit of Monday Night Football, and then I think he was never allowed to turn on the Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I couldn't. And then, Rob, you don't understand. If Jeffrey's not involved in it in the movie or wrestling, he'll just fall asleep or be on his phone. It's fun when Jeffrey's involved.
Yeah, when he's happy, it's everybody's happy.
Right.
When he's down, it kind of kills the mood. So we all try to make him happy in any possible way.
So the world revolves around Jeffrey LaRoe.
Yeah, you have to.
Not really.
You have to cater to his mood.
But the NFL, they have, you know, they've moved some of these teams. They moved, what teams? There's now, L.A. didn't have a team for, I don't know, 20 years or so? And now they have two?
Right.
So those two teams, when they play there, the stadiums are empty. I've seen pictures of this on their opening day. I mean, just mostly empty at these stadiums. Other teams are having trouble filling the stands. Parking can cost $100 and beers are $15. You get a better view on TV. You don't have to deal with people like Jeffrey when he went to that game, got drunk, and started puking in the stands. You don't have to deal with that. If you have an 8-year-old kid, you don't have to deal with some, you know, drunk guy calling your kid a homo because he has on the wrong jersey or whatever.
That, but also, like, the people that want to stand up and get real rowdy and have fun, they also get kicked out because of the 8-year-old kids and
exactly,
stuff. And
right.
So you don't want to go for that reason either.
So their attendance is down. I haven't really watched any games this season, but I hear that the games are garbage, that almost every game this the season is still young. There will be
it's
exciting
been 2 weeks.
Moments, yeah. But in these 2 weeks, that the level of talent, especially with quarterbacks, is garbage. The scores are 13-6, that there has been no action. And that they have a big problem on their hands. What do you think about that, Dieter? And I'm curious if football fans, this would be quite a decline almost overnight if they are in as bad a shape, and I've seen multiple sources, multiple articles. Sure, everyone loves piling on when people are down, but football ruled the world 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And now, did they get too big for their britches? Did they get too expensive? Did they get too restrictive with what players can do in celebrations in, after a touchdown and what people can do in the stands? Are all of these and concussions? People don't want their kids to play football anymore because of these brain injuries. All of those things combined, is it spelling disaster for the NFL? 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. What do you think, Peter?
No, I think they're making a mountain out of a molehill, Rover. This is still the most popular sport, and it's been 2 weeks. And we've seen a couple, when we watched the games at Hooters, there was a couple good games on TV. And they're bringing back the celebrations. I hate that you can't hit the guy anymore. When you hit the guy in the head right away, oh, flag, we're going to throw you out of the game. That I can't stand, but still, to me, any game that's on, if Jeffrey's not around, I'll watch it. You know, Jeffrey has to watch wrestling, but I'll watch any game that's on TV. I still have to watch it. It's still my favorite thing to watch.
Are the games bad this year?
No, it's been 2 weeks, Rover. I mean, the games I've been watching, they're still good to me, man. Yeah. And the thing why you don't go to the game, you're right. When you were a kid, I'd go to football games all the time because I had a crappy tube TV. Mm-hmm. You could barely even see the players. Now the TVs are so nice, you can just sit at home, drink as much beer as you want, eat whatever you want, take a dump every commercial break, and the TV, the action's up close. So I get why people aren't going to the game as much, but to me, I still love the sport.
So you think that they do have an attendance problem?
I haven't seen those pictures of the stands.
I'll show them that one picture.
Yeah, but when is this? Is this coming back from halftime? Is this right when the game is starting? People, I love to tailgate late. Like, we try to go in before the kickoff, but you know when you're tailgating, you don't get there sometimes to the middle of the first quarter because you're having so much fun in the parking lot and just walking up. But I will still go to the games at least once, twice a year just to tailgate.
When we were watching the Browns-Ravens game, that stadium was pretty full.
Okay.
The Browns-Ravens game. Then I think we were watching, I tried to pull up the scores. I could see who played this past week because there's so many games going on. There were some games that had good crowds, medium crowds, sometimes small crowds. And there would be times that the teams could be so bad they would have trouble just filling the stadium.
Right.
With paying fans. It could be one of the factors Rover had mentioned before, tickets being so expensive. Okay. Or permanent seat licenses, which will make it hard to get tickets. I mean, the good seats. Concessions being through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
One thing the NFL should change, Jeffrey, to make it more popular again?
I think that I'll just drop the ticket prices. You sell more tickets. Drop the prices on the concessions. You move more product.
Yeah, I would love to see the ratings if the ratings are down.
Ratings were down.
Well, last year. This has only been 2 weeks. We're over 2 weeks. Is it enough to judge? Get me through midseason. Then let me know.
Here is, let me show you this. This must be at the
LA Memorial Coliseum.
Right. And let me just show you here. Let me start it over. Look at the number of empty seats.
And
there.
Robert, what's the time? Is that say 13:27? It's 1 minute into the game.
Still, it's empty, man.
Okay, well, here's one. People are still tailgating. And two, people always tell me this in LA, they don't care about football in LA. For some reason, it's just not big there.
Anywhere there was 84,000 people at the USC.
East Coast, okay.
Yeah, they go for college, Dieter.
Here's one. Was this Texas? Is that right?
Yeah, is that the Texas? They said a damn hurricane, Snitz. You still want them to show up when there's a hurricane?
Well, I think they are concerned about the empty stadiums.
Okay, everybody relax. This is still the most popular sport. You show me a baseball game. Any baseball game, half the place is empty.
I think in our last series with the Indians, I think was a sold out crowd at the.
Okay, we're breaking a world record of 20 wins in a row.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just making an example.
Brian, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
Dieter, yo.
Yo.
Yeah, I agree with Dieter. I don't think there's a steady decline. I think. Football is still going to remain the dominant sport in the U.S. alone. And I think it's just a bunch of pansies writing these articles trying to make a big deal out of something smaller over. I don't think.
Look at the pictures. I mean, nobody's there.
That's what I'm saying. But like Dieter's saying, man, it's still early in the season, man. I think I agree with the fact that sitting at home or going to a bar and watching the game is just as fun. But you can't deny the fact that, I mean, look, you got to look at the people writing these articles, man. They're trying to create a problem. They're just trying to create news.
Yeah, but last season, ratings were significantly down for the NFL. You admit that, right?
Yes. I mean, that's just a fact.
I think they might have gotten to, you know, when you are so super successful, the NFL could do no wrong. And when you are making that much money and that many people are living and breathing your product, football, you can tend to get too big for your britches. And commercials. I mean, watch a football game. I mean, I know they're trying this season. I don't know if you noticed any difference.
Yes, but yeah. They're cutting back because of that.
It was out of control. No, and it's been out of control for years.
Robert,
all right?
They've done what the WWE's doing. They play commercials while the game's on now. In the corner. They move the game to the corner of the screen, and then there's a big commercial taking over the screen. We saw that, right?
Yeah. That's the first that they're doing that, but that's an improvement than just go one play, then a commercial break. Another play, then commercial break.
Well,
at least this way.
Why not have no commercials? Because
they
during
didn't get,
the game,
well, then
play.
The why don't we do that here, Rover? Let's do no commercials for 5 hours. Can we do it?
I would love to.
Right, exactly. They would too. But
I've told iHeart this a million times. Why am I doing 800 live reads all the time? I should charge more for those. If they're that successful and everyone loves them that much, you're not charging enough for them. And if these advertisers, if it's so effective to advertise during the NFL, charge more. Less commercial breaks, but it costs more to air your commercial in those breaks. So they're making
it's
just
simple
as much
supply
money.
And demand.
That's right. Thank you. Jenna, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jenna.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to call real quick and comment on the NFL conversation, obviously. I don't think NFL is going down at all. I watch every single game that I am capable of watching to the point where my husband, like, gets irritated at me and he wants to watch something else. I love
Wow, look at that.
Football.
She'd be perfect for you, Dieter.
Yeah, Dieter, that'd be the match made in heaven.
Football
she wasn't
nonstop,
married.
Day in, day out.
Oh, yeah. I'd watch it every day if I could. If it was on 7 days a week, I'd watch it.
You don't get sick of it?
I'm telling you, Robert, because it's always different. It's always that there's always a
no,
major hit.
It's not always different.
Yes, it is.
No,
there's
it's not.
There's
it
always
does.
Hits you never see or somebody hurdles another guy. I just saw a hit, a guy gets somersaulted in the air. I'm like, whoa, I haven't seen that before. There's always some kind of collision. You got 11 guys running full speed at each other. Something crazy is going to happen. There's always injuries. The guy's knee gets blown out, figure eight, you know, tackle. It's crazy, man. I can't get enough of it.
JD, you're on Rover. It's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Hey, Rover. I just wanted to comment on the fact that the Cleveland fans are so loyal, and I think the ownership are really doing them dirty, especially in this age where people don't go to football games, and then he's releasing somebody to save like $3 million, because Hayden was guaranteed $7 million. So he only lost out like – I mean, he only saved like $3 million on that guy. But anyways, I think that Cleveland fans are real loyal, and that's why we're a little out of touch with how bad it's getting, you know?
Well, people, since I moved to the area, people just, they go to the game no matter what. You could lose. Last season, they won one game. I don't know if in game 15, if people are coming to game 15, though, after you've basically
well,
won no
were.
Games.
I
well,
don't
they
know
are because it's
are they selling out?
You know,
yeah, drive past her in the morning on a Sunday.
But
it's
people are going,
packed.
Yeah, but they're not going for the football. They're going to party. That's it.
That's fun.
You know, they're not.
No, it is fun.
Once you get to the game, it gets boring. The outside's fun.
You got
to
keep drinking.
All right, I have a lot to talk about this morning. We do have another shizzy news coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
Dieter, you are a big conspiracy theorist, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, there's a new study that will describe what type of person is into conspiracy theories. I'll tell you the study, the news story next.
All right, we'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory live from the Grand Canyon. I believe the sun is starting to come up here over the Grand Canyon. And we're going to go out later after the show and hit up this Grand Canyon Skywalk, I think is what it's called.
Skywalk, yeah. It's a glass,
Skywalk, glass
walkway that goes over the Grand Canyon.
Which looks pretty sweet, so we're going to all go out on that. We are on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers, on our way to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. We'll get to Vegas late tonight, and we'll broadcast from Vegas Thursday and Friday. But before all that, we'll be right back with the news. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Since the circus is out of business, RMG's picking up the slack with Doogie, the bearded lady, Jeffrey, the elderly cougar tamer, Charlie, the sword swallower, and Nads, the recovering human pincushion, coming to a city near you. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
We've known for years that Dieter's into conspiracy theories. So I have a study that says people that believe in that kind of stuff, what kind of people are they? What kind of a person is Dieter? I'm going to tell you what this news story is all
about.
Brilliant. Okay, maybe not.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Dieter, what about this study that says if you play tackle football before the age of 12, you are at a greater risk for incurring brain injuries later in life? And one of the authors says there should not be youth tackle football.
It's garbage, man. It's horse crap. You learn so much from playing the game that it overrides. That's a maybe you might get a brain injury. Maybe. But the teamwork you learn, the bonding, you learn how to hit, you learn how to talk trash, all that outweighs the, you might have a brain injury.
So if you had a kid, you definitely allow him to play football.
First thing I would do, first chance I get, I recommend to any parent, have their kid play football. And this, make sure you teach them to tackle right, to tackle with your head up, so you don't get paralyzed. You do that, that's one simple rule, you never have to worry about your kid getting hurt.
What age? Dieter, is it okay to start playing your kid?
I think I start playing in fourth grade, so 8, 9.
Wow.
And I think even peewee football might even be 7. I mean, however early you can get the kid into it, I recommend it.
I believe Charlie went to go drop a deuce. Is that right? I think he
started just walking yonder.
Where?
And yonder towards the cabins, but you can't see anything. It's so dark. You don't know if you're walking to the Grand Canyon and you're going to drop it any moment.
Yeah, the exterior shot, if you watch RMG TV, it's a little deceiving. It looks like it's very bright out there. That looks like daylight,
no,
doesn't it?
It's so dark. I look out the window. I can't see, I don't know, 100 yards.
That's amazing. Wait a second.
Isn't there lights on the cameras?
That's unbelievable that it looks like that, because that's not how it looks here. I mean, it's dark. The sunrise is now. I think he said that sunrise is 6 minutes from now. It's not even all the way up. But light is starting to come up. But that looks like it's noon. It does not look like that here.
No, not at all.
We're at the Grand Canyon on board Rolling Glory.
I stepped outside, snapped a picture, and I tweeted it out. So hopefully it gets out with the limited connection.
Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Or you could fire up RMG TV and watch the show and see outside and all that. You could. Or you could follow Jeffrey on Twitter.
All it says is sunrise in the Grand Canyon. That's all my tweet says. So there you go.
But there's rabbits out there already?
I haven't seen any rabbits.
So someone asked me, they sent me a text message before we get into the shizzy. They said, hey, tell that story about the bus light that you were talking about, and you might have issues. So we're driving last night, and everyone had just gone to bed. And the driver called B2. I'm back in the bedroom, and he starts rattling off all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, you know, they got this light came on and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like 3 minutes. She puts it on speakerphone, and she's like, I don't know what this guy's even talking about. So she says, I'll send Rover up there. So I go up there, and a light came on the dash, and it said, what was it?
Like a service engine soon light like that in a car?
Kind of. It was a message that said there's diesel engines have something called diesel exhaust fluid. I don't know. It's called DEF. I don't even know what it is exactly. My understanding is that it's some sort of liquid. It doesn't mix in with the diesel, but after the diesel is burned in the diesel engine or whatever, the exhaust, you mix it with a little bit of this diesel exhaust fluid, and it neutralizes the exhaust, or at least some of it, to make it cleaner burning. So you're not polluting as much. It's mandated, I think.
Okay.
So while you might have a fuel tank that could, I don't know, hold 150 gallons or something, I don't know how much it holds, your diesel exhaust fluid is probably 10 or 15 gallons or something, you know. So they sell that in I guess, bottles, gallon bottles. They have some pumps that they have right there. Anyhow, so at the last place we stopped, he filled up that DEF. And then we're driving, and a light comes on, and it says, diesel exhaust fluid, I don't know what the wording was, impure or not. It didn't like it, all right? And it said, you need to pull over and do some sort of thing to the engine or whatever. And you have to do, you need to take it to a service center. All of this crap pops up on the dash. So I come up there. I'm like, what's going on? And the guy explains it to me. He's like, well, the light just turned off. And so I don't know, maybe we'll be good, but we are going to be in the middle of nowhere at the Grand Canyon. And if this thing, if it doesn't like this diesel exhaust fluid, the DEF, all these vehicles are limited. They can only drive 5 miles per hour.
So this thing's gonna go 5 miles per hour out of here.
If you like somehow run out of this diesel exhaust fluid stuff, 5 miles per hour.
You'll walk faster.
So we get a message that says, "Hey, this is bad DEF that you put in. You better do something. You better get this taken care of." Because that message popped up. It was up there on the screen for a few minutes, but it's off now. So I don't know. I've never seen that before.
Can I say maybe after he put this fluid in, maybe he didn't reset the light? Because like with like when I did my oil change, my oil light came on. And I thought, well, oh crap, my car was like low on oil. So I stopped at a gas station. I put a cord in. The light came off. And then I learned that, yeah, there's a way you could reset the light. So now my car's running fine. So
I don't know.
I'm guessing, you know, but it's been a long time since I drove a vehicle with a diesel engine.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Rover, yo.
Yo.
Peter, yo.
Yo.
Hey, I was calling to explain the diesel exhaust fluid. Basically, it's urea or an ammonia injection system. Basically, you could pee in the tank and it does the exact same thing to a degree, but it takes it when the exhaust, as it's going through these DPF filters and all this stuff that's under the truck now, it takes it, and as it's driving down the road, it gets that exhaust up to about 1400, 1800 degrees by spraying this chemical in there, and it basically burns all the carbon off of it. So when they came out with this system back in 2009, 2010, they said that the exhaust air that was coming out of the truck or your bus is actually cleaner than the air that it takes in because of this system.
So you tell me I could just go breathe right off the tailpipe?
You will smell no diesel fuel. You'll smell nothing out of it. I mean, I wouldn't recommend you obviously doing that, but that was their whole point behind it with the EPA when everything came out, is to make these, as they call, a clean, idle vehicle. But it's a very expensive system when it breaks, and I'm assuming what you had, it was either low on fluid or it had to go through regeneration, and what that means is it'll sit at an idle for about 45 minutes and kick the idle up and down and burn all the carbon out of it, so you'll get better fuel economy and makes the system work properly.
Yeah, there was some message about regeneration as well, and so I don't know if maybe that has to be done, maybe that wasn't done, I don't know. But
what you'd have to do.
I don't know anything about this kind of stuff.
There will be a button on the dash. It'll look like two lines, and then almost looks like a puff of air in a like a white outline. And as you're parked, your driver could do it, and you can do a manual regeneration. You hit that button, it'll go through the process. Takes about 45 minutes, and it should clear the light, and you should be fine after that.
Want me to hit it?
Well, the engine's not on right now.
Well, I could turn it on.
Power it on.
It's pretty easy to do.
That's okay. Let's not mess with it.
It's just two buttons.
Can you be driving when you do that, or does you have to be at idle when you do that?
If it shows that it has to go through regeneration, if you have a message for it, you have to do it while the truck's parked. But typically the way the system works, it does it as you're driving down the highway at cruising speed, 65, 70 miles an hour. It'll actually do the regeneration. But if it hasn't been done in a while, it has to manually be done. And you can do it manually. You know, the driver should know, or in your glove box or whatever where your paperwork is, it'll tell you how to do it.
All right, Dave, I appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, could you imagine that road that we were on? You guys, Dieter, slept through it.
I don't know how now.
But, dude, this was insanity
last
night.
For sure it was just a gravel road, right?
Yeah. I got a signal on my cell phone for about 2 seconds, and I was able to pinpoint us on Google Maps. It looked to me like we weren't even on a road.
I did that same thing. Yeah, there was a road. It looked like an inch to the left, but we weren't on that. We were in a green area. It was all green, and I go, well, that's like forest.
We're just off-roading.
Or desert or something.
Yeah.
Is this bus made for off-roading?
Obviously not. No, okay. Of course not. And but could you imagine if we had to drive, and we're hours away from civilization right now. Could you imagine if we were stuck at 5 miles per hour driving back?
I mean, you'd be better walking back, Rover. You'd be quicker. Like, we'll walk and we'll beat you back, you taking the bus.
I mean, how many miles away were we from something? 50?
Oh, more than that.
100?
I don't know. It seemed like we were.
Because it'd be 20 hours.
Yeah, it would be a long time. I mean, we'd probably wouldn't even make it to Vegas for the...
No, it'd be it.
iHeartRadio Music Festival. We might be able to, if we could get a signal out here, maybe we could live stream it somehow and just watch that way. Doogie?
Yo.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Get a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, we had told you that the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., that he was no longer going to have Secret Service protection. But now we hear that Kellyanne Conway, the White House advisor to the president, she'll no longer be protected by the Secret Service. So, again, these guys, they're over budget because of the large amount of people that they have to cover and all the trips that the president has done. They're running out of money with that. But Kellyanne Conway... they say that she will no longer get protection because the threat level, she's been laying low. And with the inauguration and all of that, she was getting a lot of death threats. So she had Secret Service protection. They say she's fine right now. No one's hating on her. So they're going to release that as well. So Trump Jr. and Kellyanne
Conway.
Yeah, I think
that's kind of silly that she would have that in the first place, Secret Service protection.
Right. All you need is Trump and maybe his immediate family.
Yeah.
Just like the wife, the kid. That's all you need, man.
Ivanka? What about her?
Vice president should have.
Oh, yeah. The vice, I'm saying. But not his whole extended family. Got cousins and everything. My God.
All right, go on.
Surveillance cameras, they're usually installed at homes to prevent anyone doing something bad. But in this case of this story, it actually gives us a really nice feeling because a woman by the name of Melissa Wang, she was home with her two kids when she heard someone at the door. And she got scared, so she didn't answer the door, and she went to the surveillance camera. She was able to see it. So when she checked the video, the person at the front door walked away, and she was like, oh, my God, he's got my husband's wallet. Help, help. Well, what she realized was that the 18-year-old that was in the camera, he was passing out flyers for Strike Zone Pest Control in the neighborhood. He found the wallet stuffed with a lot of cash on the driveway of the home. Said he was knocking on the door for a minute or two, and he heard little girls, so he knew that somebody was there. So he held the wallet with all the money up to the camera so she could see or somebody could see. And then he casually stepped away from the camera and placed it down on the front porch.
I wouldn't open the door either. You don't even know what the hell that is. Some kid holding up a bunch of cash to your, I mean.
No. Wait, where'd he put it? He put it in the mailbox slot? Or?
No. He put it on the doormat. Porch.
Somebody else can take it then.
No, she was inside. He could hear people inside, so he just wanted to reassure her.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not doing anything wrong.
The door. Someone rings your doorbell, waves a wallet at you
something. She realized. You know, I mean, I just, oh, my God. This is a good story. They did give him a reward. It was stuffed with $1,500 in cash.
That's a good story. Would you turn that in? Would you take that back if you found it? $1,500 were in there, Jeffrey. What would you do?
If I can get a reward for more than what the amount of money is,
you don't know until you turn it in, Jeffrey. That's the point.
Why would you get a reward for more than the amount of money?
Well, okay. And to answer that question, yes, I turn it in because the money doesn't belong to me.
So you think they're going to give you $2,000 because you returned $1,500?
I mean, if a simple thank you would be nice. If they can't give me any money, give me a simple thank you, I appreciate it, would be very nice.
All right. What do you think he would do? Would he turn it in?
No,
he'd go on a spending spree.
Yeah.
Go to Subway, get free socks.
No, I think he would turn it in only because he likes to talk to people so much.
Yeah, this would be a good chance for him to be a hero.
To have a reason
totally
to
redeem
chat,
himself.
To chat someone up. Right.
It's just in a driveway?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd touch it. I think some sort of prank or something. If I was in a driveway, I don't think I wouldn't pick it up or do anything.
Dieter, what
if
would
it was
you
in
do?
An alley?
One of my earliest memories is walking by this pool when I was a kid, and my dad lost his wallet, and he was freaking out. We're walking back and forth, and these bikers walked up to him, and my dad's like, "Oh, this is gonna be trouble." And the bikers returned his wallet with everything in it. So like, I'm like, "Oh man, that's a good thing to do." Mm. But what I would do? I'd keep the money.
All right, go on, Dougie.
So this is the story I teased about conspiracy theories and those that believe in them. They started this with research to explain why the belief in election fraud is common in the United States, even though research has failed to find convincing evidence that it's a problem. So they got into all these different ways to research this, and they said pretty much in a nutshell that people that believe in any type of conspiracy theory, they're losers.
Okay. You believe in them too.
So they say that those
every
are the
single person at some point believes in a conspiracy theory.
Oh, I don't know about that.
There's not one single one Rover that made you go, "Oh yeah, I believe in that."
JFK,
famous one.
9/11.
Well, JFK. I don't know how I feel about that. How do you feel?
Yeah, how many shots did he get off in 4 seconds with a bolt action rifle?
Three shots. The old-fashioned Italian bolt action rifle, shooting at a moving target from a distance of up to 300 yards.
Well, I think that other people have recreated that. Other people have been able to fire off that number of shots.
Expert marksman.
Because, this guy was a trained marksman.
He was a Marine.
Yeah, he was trained.
But over the angle that he was shot at, one through the neck, one through the side of the head, it's just it's impossible.
All right, but that one, other than that one.
I believe that. I believe that he was killed by
Lone Wolf?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I mean, in order to keep that quiet, you're telling me they can't, look at today, every leak that comes out. You tell me they could keep that quiet for 50 years?
Right.
There wasn't social media back then. What about Bigfoot, Mothman, Skunk Ape, Loch Ness Monster?
Fake.
Okay.
How about that?
Thank
loser,
you.
Loser, 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 loser.
What is the technical definition of a loser, too?
Exactly.
What does that mean he's a loser?
Well, they say in this article, they say that loser as far as they're from the outside. People who are on the outside, people who lost, they don't like the answers that
they're
heard.
They're losing at life.
Right.
Okay.
They lack control. Yeah. That's kind of the bubble of loser.
All right.
In this story. And then I'm going to end with this real quick. Lawrence Fishburne's wife was spotted kissing a different man. It wasn't her husband. She was photographed really making out, like, clearly.
Wait, who is this? Wait.
Lawrence Fishburne. His wife. He's been married since 2002. Okay. She is an actress, Gina Torres. And they were Gina was really into this man. So people are like, what the hell's going on here? Although Lawrence and Gina have not been seen in public since December 2015. So we believe that a lot of people believe that they have quietly split and they just never talked about it. So now that she's dating somebody new, I'm sure they're going to come out and say, yeah, we broke up a long time ago. But people thought she was cheating, but then they started thinking. So I'm sure we'll hear what's going on with that.
Can't wait to get to Las Vegas so I can just fire up TMZ and keep track of this.
Did you know Lawrence Fishburne was married?
Yeah.
Oh, I have photos of it in my Lawrence Fishburne shrine that I have.
What's your favorite Lawrence Fishburne movie?
Pulp Fiction.
It's wrong guy. Completely wrong. You saying that? What are you trying to say there, douche?
Whoa.
That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Who are you talking about?
Are you fed up with your dry spell? The Thursday hookup can help. Be the hookup hottie. Pick a dude to hit the town with, and Rover will pay for the whole thing. Sign up now at roverradio.com.
Can you name a movie, douche?
Of who?
Lawrence Fishburne.
The Keanu Reeves stupid movie that had like a gazillion of them.
Well, that's right. But what's the name of it?
What's the name of that one?
The computer one? Matrix.
Yeah, what's the name?
Matrix. And then he was also in a Die Hard movie.
What, did he play what, the sheriff?
I don't know.
Al Powell?
Sure. I don't know. It was that. There, that's two movies.
No, that's two times you mistaken him for Samuel L. Jackson.
Do you know seriously?
That? And they don't even look anything alike.
Oh, are you serious? That's who's the one?
Die Hard 3. Die Hard 3 you're thinking of, right?
Yeah.
The black guy with Bruce Willis. It's not Lawrence Fishburne.
Not even close.
No.
No.
And Pulp Fiction, same thing. Samuel L. Jackson with the lamb chops, not Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh my God, I need to see a picture of, what'd you say, hon?
That happened during an interview once of one of the two. I can't remember. And they said they always get mistaken for the other.
How is that possible?
Yeah, they don't look anything alike.
Oops.
Well, that happened to a guy. It was an entertainment reporter in Los Angeles, I think, referred to, hey, you were great in whatever movie. And the guy's like, no, oh, that's Samuel L. Jackson.
Look at that. Dude, can you see this photo?
I'm on a little bit of delay, but I do want to see it because I honestly didn't.
Okay, it's up.
Okay, well, I will see it in two shakes. I did not know that I had the wrong person. And they look nothing alike, you
nothing
say?
Nothing alike in these photos.
Oh, boy. Sorry, I don't mean to.
Nothing alike.
Sorry. I feel bad now.
Lawrence Fishburne was also in Mystic River, which was a great movie. He played a detective. I mean, I know right away who's who.
Boys in the Hood, I think, too.
He was in Boys in the Hood.
Oh, the father.
The
yep.
Has.
Yes.
He
great.
Was. He played Ike Turner in the movie about Tina Turner. I saw that movie. I thought it was pretty good.
That's Lawrence.
And he was also
now Dushy's a big fan. Oh, yeah. Oh,
and he was also in a movie about the. It was in an HBO made movie for called The Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh, great! All right, let me take a quick break. When we come back, we might end the show a little bit early today. There's a reason why. I think that we're gonna, but I'm not positive. So. Our next segment may be the last for the day. I'm not positive about that, but I'm going to double check during the break. If that is the case, we'll tell you what's coming up on the... Are we going to do the aftermath then?
I thought the entire thing is we have to move in a half hour.
No, I think you're right, but I think that we're still going to do the aftermath. I think we're going to move and then do the aftermath, I believe. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out during this commercial break because
I don't think we can...
We have to move. You can't do that? Why is that?
Because we're going to have to be running stuff from the board.
Why is that a problem?
Figure it out during the break.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Why would that be an issue?
Because you're also going to have to be playing clips on the actual airwaves. You have to run some best of on the air from the board.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay, all right. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. So. Regardless, we will figure that out here in just a moment. We are in Arizona right now on board Rolling Glory 1. The sun is now coming up. I don't know what it looks like outside now on camera, but the sun, it is now the actual sunrise over the Grand Canyon.
We're really close to the Grand Canyon, too. I didn't realize because it was totally black when I woke up. I couldn't see anything.
Is that it?
Yeah. I think. I mean, it's a huge hole.
Unless there's a second big hole.
Well, Jeffrey's wife.
Whoa.
What?
Huh? I stepped out for a minute to get some water out of the bay, and I looked up and was like, oh, man, nice stars in the sky. That's beautiful.
All right. Let me take a quick break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Tour bus, check. Driver, check. Badass crew. Well, sort of badass crew. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Wow. Can you believe it?
That's great.
Woo!
We really haven't seen much of the Grand Canyon yet because we've been on board Rolling Glory 1, but we're going to go on the Grand Canyon Skywalk, which is like this big glass walkway that they built over the Grand Canyon, and the floor is made of glass. That should be pretty sweet. Here's a photo of it. We'll let you know how that is tomorrow because we're unable to do that live on the air. They have a lot of restrictions here. We're, I believe, on the res, as they say, on the reservation.
Oh, yeah.
And some Indian tribe, I think, has all this stuff here. I'm sure we'll learn more about that as we check this whole place out. So we're gonna get to that. And one of the things is that they have very specific rules and regulations here, and they wanted us to move Rolling Glory 1 at 7 a.m. And since local time, and since there's no cellular out here, we are broadcasting via satellite. And you can't broadcast via satellite while you're in motion. You can barely do it on cellular in motion. Will it work? I don't know. Sometimes a little bit. But on satellite, it doesn't work because the satellite has to be popped up and aimed at the satellite and all of that. So we're going to move Rolling Glory 1 in just a few minutes.
Move that bus.
That's right.
Keep thinking. Every time you say that, I think of that.
Doogie, you're heading out to Las Vegas today, right?
I am. I fly out tonight, and I think I will be flying as you guys are driving. So I get in, obviously, before you, but I will meet you guys later, maybe, because tomorrow's your birthday. Are you going to go out tonight or no?
No, because we have to do, I mean, we're going to be on the road. How am I going to go out? We're going to hang out the back of the bus, out the window?
Well, you get in at midnight. So, have a drink.
In Las Vegas?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, how far away are we from Vegas from here?
4.
5 hours?
No, not even.
Okay.
I didn't know we're there.
Hours.
Okay. Yeah. 3 hours, I think.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
3 hours? So we'll be able to make that in pretty good time. And we should talk to the driver, see if we could do that during the day or before it gets completely dark. It'd be a little more scenic.
And then get there a little earlier, too.
Yeah. Where we're going to park Rolling Glory 1, I'm not sure exactly yet.
You're all set.
They have all sorts of rules and regulations at the iHeart Festival as well. After 5 p.m., you got to wait till the next day. It's the iHeart. It's like in the name.
Yeah.
There's an iHeart logo on the bus. Like, I should just be able to drive right in. No.
That's your pass to get in.
It's closed. I go, so if Coldplay needed to load in at 5:30,
we're obviously as big as Coldplay.
Absolutely. Bigger, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're heard every day, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What they put on an album out once a year?
Yeah.
It's every day.
Jeez, barely any work, those guys. So Doogie's heading out. She's going to fly out there. She's going to join us on board Rolling Glory 1 live from Las Vegas tomorrow morning. So we'll have almost everyone, or Nads, left back at the studio. He's going to be running things, and we'll see how. Are you running the board tomorrow, Nads?
That's the rumor. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, let's see if he is a little faster at things than Doogie, if he screws up like Doogie does.
She's been training me very well.
Perfectly.
No, that's a bad sign.
As long as she's training you what not to do. So we'll have the full show for you tomorrow from Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival 2017. That will be a good time. I haven't been back to Vegas since last year at this thing, I guess. And no one
kind
else
kind of a
here...
homecoming for you, huh?
That's right, kind of a homecoming. My mom asked me, she goes, she called me last week. She goes, oh, so are you going to, like, take everyone around and show them where you went to high school and stuff? I go, Mom, why would anyone care about that?
Like, yeah, no offense.
Seriously?
I don't care where you went to high school.
Why yeah. would anyone...
It's like, would you want to know where I went to high school
no.
and spend the day with me talking to teachers? No.
She goes, and you can show them the radio station where you used to work? I go, it's a different company. It's a totally, why would I want to do any of that? But she couldn't understand. She thought that people would be interested in that.
Jeffrey would love it.
No. Oh, I don't know. Nobody would be interested in knowing. Nobody would be interested probably knowing where, when I was in high school, that the seat of my wanting to do radio was in a little room.
I disagree. If we could have like a bus tour of Jeffrey's famous spots, like the Jack Shack, where he got arrested for prostitution, like a map of the stars almost. We could take a tour where Jeffrey got out of a bus tub. The first time he cheated on his wife, the second time he cheated on his wife, the third time he cheated on his wife, the fourth time he cheated on his wife.
All the highlights.
Right.
The sixth time. Prostitution. Uh-huh. Bus, mm-hmm. number
all of those.
Number
wouldn't that be fun if it was a double-decker bus and Jeffrey's leading it and telling you the different places where he's the different things?
I don't think so, Charlie.
When he got fired from McDonald's and then had to go right next door to Rally's, right next door to Taco Bell. Like, I would love to see that.
Wrong sequence, buddy, but whatever. What the hell ever.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, but you probably make a little money doing charging.
Ooh, I might do it. Like an unofficial
kind of like you bought his car and then you told Jeffrey, you said, hey,
do you want in on this?
Do you want in on this? You should sell your car as parts, as souvenirs for fans of the show. You want the steering wheel? You can have it. You want the passenger seat where Mary Elizabeth crapped her pants after one of your anniversary dinners? You can buy that. And you poo-pooed that idea, no pun intended. You didn't like it. Charlie did it. You made big bucks.
Made a lot of cash. Thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
And
Jeffrey,
what'd you buy the car for?
$300 cash. So do you want to be on the ground floor of the official Jeffrey LaRocque the upper decker tour?
Yeah, I get to see how much money I have to pluck down to actually get the bus and the driver.
You're interested,
and
though.
And the fuel. You know, there was a lot of expenses you had to pay out for just to do the thing with my car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the only thing that I would say, the only thing that really exists of my car now, Doogie has it, and that's the radio. Mm. Nice. He bought the radio for $10.
I still have some pieces of it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I don't remember what it is. It's actually just in my living room. I have no place to, I have nowhere to put it. It's just sitting there on the floor.
So none of the good stuff is left.
No, it's just trash. Yeah, just basically.
Why not just throw that stuff out?
I can't part with it. I feel like I feel a connection with Jeffrey's car for some reason. It's hard for me to get rid of. Like, I'd have to have my girlfriend. I don't even remember what's there because I've kind of forgot it's even there. It's just sitting in a pile.
She'd have to, like, take it out and you'd have to tell her, like, listen, honey, within the next 6 months, just take it out.
Don't tell me. Because I'm going to be, I can't let it go.
Right. Right.
I still have his ceiling liner with the drawings in it.
That his kids did.
Yes,
Sharpie.
I still have that one. That's a great piece.
That could be worth big
like
bucks.
The Sistine Chapel or something.
Yeah.
Like you just drawings all over the ceiling. It's great. Just
yeah, incredible. And then Z-Bart attempted to clean those out when we sent my card to Z-Bart to have it cleaned out.
There's some still. You can still see some.
So you're in on the tour, Jeffrey, and you'd have a driver.
It.
But you would be, we'd put you like in a little uniform or something, maybe a flight suit or something.
I don't know about that, but.
And you'd have a little microphone, which I'm sure would sound like this the entire time.
Hello, this is where I went to high school. It's pretty cool. The first time I danced with a black chick.
Funny.
It was taller than me.
Guys are all, that's the driest humor I ever heard in my life, so.
almost as dry as your mouth.
Pretty much.
So you're in. I don't think this is something you do forever either. I think you just do this for like a month. We spend a month on this. Just rent a bus, yeah. Jeffrey. You obviously don't buy the bus.
Even that's astronomical.
Okay.
Astronomical.
I'm going to do it without you then.
Text message. Kramer did the bus tour on Seinfeld. Yeah. So.
Oh, of course. You have to put your Seinfeld reference in there.
Stainer could do this bus tour. I like this idea. We could make big bucks off of this. Yeah. All right, Doogie, we'll see you in a few hours in Las Vegas.
Yep.
We will be live. I don't know what you guys are going to do for this last hour, if they're just playing music or what the hell they're doing. To the aftermath We will somehow fire up a satellite. I don't know if that's going to be 20 minutes from now, if it's going to be 4 hours from now. I don't know. But we will fire up the satellite and get the aftermath on RMG Plus at some point. But again, we're sort of tied down by some of the logistics and the timing and the rules and regulations that we have here. So they will get to that at some point this morning or this afternoon, whenever. For all of our stations, we'll be back live from Las Vegas tomorrow morning.
Vegas, baby.
That's right. Thank you to TA and Petro Stopping Centers for fueling Rolling Glory 1 the entire way. Next trip you take, stop at one. Fuel up, get something to eat. As you know, their whole saying is,
refuel, refresh.
I think it's refuel, replenish, refresh.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I apologize for that, but I'm trying to get all three.
I should write that on the palm of my hand as a little cheat sheet, perhaps. That's a tough one to remember. But anyhow,
the three R's basically. This is the basic way we
four R's.
Yeah, we're talking about inside of it.
All right. Oh, God, just end the show, Jesus.
God. All right, we will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Yes, yes.
Rover's Morning Glory.